talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Calm down, girls. Don't get crazy. Just calm down.
Okay, cool. Let's get ready to hit the dance floor. In 3, 2, 1.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
What up, Kevin DeBean? It's Dewan from Los Angeles, California. 1, 2. Let me see the Tootsie Roll. Come on, the Tootsie Roll. That's like a Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll to the left. To the left. To the left. To the left. To the right. To the right. To the right. To the right. Now front. 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 To the left. To the left. To the left. To the left. To the back. To the back. To the back. To the back. All right?
All right.
Recognize me. Peace out.
And now.
That's right. It's 8 o'clock. It's December 1st.
Nope.
It's in the morning. So yes. Hang in there.
Our feature presentation.
Do hang in there. That dance instructor was great. Am I right?
Real thorough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I love Dewan. You know that.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, the 11th of May.
Alan McKay, don't you bring your Ebola in here.
You have Ebola?
No, I'm fine.
Yes.
I'm fine. Not all getting sick.
Zika virus? What do you have?
Nope, nothing.
She's got them all.
Feel great.
Bird flu?
I don't know if I've ever felt better.
Swine flu?
Yep.
All of them. She's coming in here going.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. It's been pretty bad.
If I get sick. Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man.
Don't get us sick ahead of the weenie road.
I am not getting sick, so I don't know who would get sick. Except
really?
That Nick Reiner kid in here all coughing all
sick.
Over us.
Sure.
Oh, because you were making out with him yesterday.
I was not. He was coughing all over me.
Okay,
God bless him.
So now you're coughing all over us.
I am not. Fine.
I'm just saying.
Stop it.
Stay in your corner. That's
okay.
All I'm saying.
That's a good point.
Don't get anyone sick.
Right.
I will not.
Not allowed.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, I'm always interested when cold cases get solved. And this is an interesting one that was in the news. There's a guy whose name is Bob Stakowitz. He was convicted of a burglary.
Guilty.
He was guilty. He was actually sent to jail and sentenced to 17 years.
Kevin just bowed.
You would be a good judge.
Thank you.
Burglary by force. I don't have the particular details, but to me, that means he probably robbed a place with a gun, is what my guess is. I'd love to know more. But he was convicted in 1966 down in Georgia, and he served 2 years of his 17 years before he escaped. He was on a chain gang down there and took ill, and somehow, and again, details are sketchy in this part of the story, but apparently somehow, while he was being treated in the hospital section of the jail, he managed to get up and walk out. He got away with it.
Just no one at the door. Just,
no.
Well,
go ahead.
I don't know. But this was in 1968, this happened, all right?
Okay.
Convicted for burglary in 1966. 1968, he escapes. Monday, they found him. Monday.
How old
40,
is he?
48 years later. He is 71, I want to say. He's 71 years old. 48 years on the lam. When the police showed up at his door, he has been living in Connecticut, by the way, since the early 1970s. And they knocked on his door. We told him why we were here. No reaction. He was very calm. He said he knew this day would come someday. Really?
Wow.
He knew this day would come someday. It had been 48 years.
Yeah,
since
yeah after 10 years, I'd be like, this is all right. 20, okay. 30, I'm good.
This, right.
I would feel like you could relax a little bit, right?
You would think.
He had been living near Candlewood Lake as a boat repairman since the early 1970s. One of the troopers that went to his door to arrest him said, I would always see him around, sometimes at the town marina, working on boats. But they found him. I guess they were doing some sort of a cold case scan, and he had driver's licenses multiple times that had been renewed throughout the years. He paid property taxes. So he was in the system, but somehow somebody got the time to scan his photograph from his driver's license, and the computer compared it to, you know, cold cases that were on the computer, and they were able to make a facial match, and that's how they were able to find him.
I feel like there should be a limit. Like, if you get away with it for 40 years, good on you. Have a good life.
that's a discussion that people have been having for a long time is, look, this guy has never had so much as a traffic ticket. He has never been in any trouble with the law. He's never caused any trouble at all. He's been a complete – I mean, look, I don't know if the purpose of jail time is to rehabilitate you. This guy, regardless of how little time he served in prison, has been completely rehabilitated. He has a cleaner record than any of us or anyone listening to this show right now.
I'd like to think that he saved the taxpayers a lot of money.
Yeah. What state was he convicted in, did you say?
Georgia.
So Georgia to Connecticut.
That's right.
Okay.
He also, by the way, when he moved to Connecticut, he lost his Georgia accent. He went out of his way to learn to not speak as if he were from Georgia. That was one conscious effort he made to avoid detection because he didn't want to call attention to himself as being from Georgia. But he's been living in Connecticut all these years. And I just – so what do you do if you're the prosecutor in this case? Does he have to serve the other 15 years of his – of his conviction? Or, I mean, that's just sentencing him to die in prison, probably.
Right.
Or do you say, what do you do to him? You can't, can you just not do anything to him and say, hey, you got away with it?
You so evaded us for so long. We're going to leave you alone.
I mean, should there be.
Was it a nonviolent crime? Or do you know he used a gun?
Well, like I said, it was a burglary with force.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, does that make a difference to you whether he hit a guy or not?
Sort of, yeah.
48 years ago?
I mean, yeah.
What if that guy's dead?
Did he die?
I'm saying, if the intent is to put him in jail to give justice to his victim, what if that guy's dead by now? You know, there's so many things I don't know about this.
Then the burglar wins.
You just say, hey, we found you. Okay, keep doing what you're doing.
Good job. Keep not getting in trouble.
I just, like Ali said, though, when it gets to be a year and then 5 years and then 10 years and then 20 years and then 30, I mean, at some point you do relax, I imagine, right?
Maybe so, with force just means like he broke a door down.
Yeah.
Well, that could be.
You know?
I don't know. But I mean, look, nobody got, he didn't shoot anybody as far as we know. I feel like that would be mentioned. He didn't shoot anybody. So whatever he did was fear and intimidation or maybe property damage. But 48 years later, do you send him back to jail for that? Do you send a 71-year-old back to jail for
that? I
don't know.
I feel like technically you sort of have to.
I think you put him on parole and you say, hey, keep fixing those boats, sir.
Right.
That's what I say.
Okay.
Judge Ali has ruled. Next.
Okay. All right. Well, Mr. Stakowitz would be very happy to hear that because I'm sure that's exactly what he is hoping for. So.
Thank you.
Anyway, interesting case, I thought.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. Mm-hmm. I can't see too far. Right. I can't hear too good.
You're not in great shape.
Yeah.
Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBicho, shall we?
Oh, shoot. Where'd my left nipple go? What?
I know, right?
When did I say that?
Couldn't no tell you.
Why? What?
How many of us said that? Zero.
Oh,
just you. Don't know. Dana White, the president of the UFC, is on the program today talking UFC 198.
And?
Possible sale?
Yeah.
The
$4 billion payday that's about to come Dana's way, maybe.
I did a little math on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, tell me.
And he owns a 9% stake.
All right. Okay.
9% of $4 billion is $360
million. Wow.
Right?
Sure.
Well, I'm not going to check your math. I'm not qualified to do that.
Sure.
But would you sell the UFC?
Heck yeah, I would.
Really?
Goodbye.
Isn't it only getting bigger every year?
Sure, but who cares? How much do you need?
And you don't know how much he makes now either, or how much he has or whatever. You know what I mean? Like
maybe
he doesn't need to sell it.
Maybe he's sick of the headache. Maybe he just wants to, you know, fix boats in Connecticut.
Well, it's good timing to have the president on today with this potentially late breaking news.
Maybe he's tired of getting that call, you know, from Anderson Silva that he's got to get his gallbladder removed. So
right?
He can't be a 198. It's
every
like,
huge fight, he's like, oh, don't even want to look at my phone.
Also on the program today, we have Andy Signor. I believe that's how you say his name, from Screen Junkies. And they're the guys that do Honest Trailers. And Honest Trailers Deadpool is out. With Ryan Reynolds.
Very funny.
We also have, let's see, what's up with Florida on today's Kevin DeBicho? We have Kevin Bacon on the program today talking about his movie The Darkness.
Wow.
And we have your tickets in the 6 o'clock hour for the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2016 in the front row. You can earn those in the 6 o'clock hour. We will give those to you next hour. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:54.
That sounds like it's Ralph Garman time.
Hey, everybody. Bean, you all right?
What's going on?
You okay? I just wonder if you're running with the cops, you know.
He's running with the cops?
Yeah. Didn't you hear?
No.
Oh, in New York?
Yeah.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
Did you get back in time?
Was it me this time?
Are you broadcasting from New York?
It wasn't me.
What?
Although I appreciate that everybody thought it was.
New York cops were called to Taylor Swift's apartment last night around 6 p.m. in New York City after a man who was described by officials as emotionally disturbed, right? Doesn't sound just like Bean?
So far, so good.
In that description?
Yes.
Showed up on her doorstep. Taylor's bodyguards held on to him while the police were summoned, and he was taken to the ambulance in a hospital. Man reportedly said,
"They took him to an ambulance in a hospital.
I don't need any help. I don't need any medical help. How is Mercury passing between Earth and the Sun?" He said reportedly to paramedics.
Was it Bean?
First of all, I have a chip in Taylor Swift, and I knew that she was in L.A. last night, so there's no reason for me to be hanging out in her New York apartment. Hello? Is this... Hello?
Can you guys hear Bean? I can't...
No, something went wrong.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Let's carry on as if he's not here.
Okay.
And she did drop.
Really?
I wonder if he thought we didn't hear him and he reset is what happened.
I'm here, guys.
Oh.
I don't know what Chip's talking about.
Oh, she just ran out of the room.
Yes.
She just ran out. I don't know.
I heard you guys ignoring me.
You didn't drop Chip. What's wrong with you?
His light was off.
Your light is off.
Your light is definitely off.
Thanks.
That was carried a bit too far, Chip.
Harry Styles. Is everyone okay? Is everyone all right? He cut his hair.
I know.
You don't know.
I know.
You don't.
Okay.
He's got a much shorter Harry style, they're calling it. His hairstyle, they call it the Harry style.
Go right to hell.
And, Harry style.
Oh, she's coming down with something.
Yep, she is. She's definitely ill.
And lots of fans are just beside themselves over his short hair.
Okay.
Is everyone all right?
I mean, I think so. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe that'll crush me.
It is. It's shocking.
But didn't he do it for good cause? He gave sold it or something for kids? He
sold it for heroin. That's what I heard.
I don't think that's true. I thought he was raising money for charity or something.
Yeah, it was apparently some charity event over the weekend. He cut his hair off. So.
Yeah.
And apparently that's news to people.
Yes.
Let me give you something good right now. A Lonely Island. The Lonely Island. The Lonely Island.
Love.
Cannot wait for pop star Never Stop, Never Stopping.
That looks great.
The new Andy Samberg film that is coming out later this month. In advance of that release, the boys have released some music from the soundtrack of the mockumentary about a pop star, a Bieber-esque pop star played by Andy Samberg. Looks to be very funny. Two singles hit this week. Mona Lisa, which completely just mocks the famous painting, declaring it overrated. And I'm So Humble, where he just continually brags about how humble he is and how he never talks about how wonderful he is and how infrequently he mentions all his successes.
Love
it's very funny. Here's a couple of clips. First off, here's Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa, you're an overrated piece of with your terrible style and your dead sharp guys and a smirk like you're hiding that the is this garbage. Mona Lisa, the original basic bitch, travel thousands of miles to see your beautiful smile, talk about bait and switch, you act like.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Love it.
And here's I'm So Humble.
I feel more humble than Dikembe Mutombo. After a stumble, left him covered in a big pot of gumbo. I guess, in a way, being gracious is my weakness. People say I'm so unpretentious for a genius.
I've got it all, and I'm getting more. But I never thought I'd beat them all, cause you know I'm so humble.
These guys are great.
And that's the new Justin Timberlake?
Nope.
Oh.
It's the new pop star, Never Stop, Never Stopping. the documentary about Connor For Real is the name of the pop star.
Nope.
Yes, it is.
Can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait to see that movie. Today's celebrity birthdays. Louis Farrakhan is 83 years old today. You take the 8 plus 3, that is 11.
Can we carve some time for that later?
Sure.
Because it's a long speech.
It is a long speech where he breaks down atonement, right?
Isn't yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Actor Jeffrey Donovan is 48 years old. And Blac Chyna, soon to be queen of the sock empire. When she marries Rob Kardashian, she is 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Another reminder, you are minutes away from not only tickets to join us Saturday at the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2016, but tickets in the front row. We'll tell you when to call. First, though, how about a little What's Up with Florida?
You goddamn people in Florida! You bunch of bastards!
Florida, Florida, Florida.
What's up with Florida?
You always have the craziest news. What's up with you?
Florida, you guys, is not only the Sunshine State, but it's America's Wang. And there are so many Floridiots, as they're called, that make the news that we do like to spotlight them from time to time. Hallie, you probably heard about this young man in Deltona, Florida. He's in the news because he shot himself in the arm while cleaning a gun. Well, that wouldn't even make news most weeks in Florida because that happens to so many people. He didn't realize it until 3 days later when he finally changed his shirt and found a bullet hole.
What?
Now,
he didn't feel it?
No!
What?
He was cleaning his .22 caliber pistol. His name is Michael Blevins, 37 years old. He was cleaning his pistol, and he held it against his chest to keep his dog from jumping near it, I assume to stay safe. But instead, it fired. How do you not know it fires? How do you not know it hits you? And who's wearing a shirt for 3 days before they change it? That's the most Florida thing about this story. This happened on Thursday. He said he went about his business until Saturday night when he went to change his shirt and then saw the entrance and exit wounds. I need
what?
More information about where
wow.
this bullet
what?
Went. Like, where was he hit? There had, I mean, There had to be so much blood, right?
So.
Was this guy just perpetually stoned or something?
Yeah, he was, he's meth.
Yeah, he's
yeah, it
messy.
Must be. It must be. But
wow.
I don't know what the worst part of that story is. This guy is allowed to have a dog, or that he shot himself, or that he doesn't change his clothes but twice a week. What's
I'm
up
pretty
with
sure
that?
He doesn't change his shirt every 3 days is not at the very top of that list.
Yeah.
I find it disturbing. I don't like it at all. Here's a Florida lawyer. I'm actually very sad, Kevin, that we're not going to have the opportunity to hire Daytona Beach public defender Linda Dawn Haddad, 43, because she has been disbarred.
Aw.
Let's see why the Florida Bar Association decided to not let her practice law anymore. Let's see. She admitted to taking Xanax, Adderall, oxycodone, and Lortabs, whatever that is, with no prescription. She also used cocaine, crack, ecstasy, marijuana, meth, and acid. She was also making herself available to some of her clients in certain ways, according to the prosecutor's office.
She has everything.
Right? Documents claim, however, that she did come up short as a legal representative by frequently missing or showing up late for at least 5 court appearances and neglecting many of her cases. She began practicing law back in 2002. She's been arrested 5 times since 2010 on driving under the influence charges, driving with a suspended license, petty theft. She also was arrested for fleeing from police while they tried to pull her over for expired tags.
What does it take to get disbarred?
Wow. All of that, apparently. Is
but I'm
finally...
saying you think somewhere along the line they would have disbarred her.
You would think,
it's crazy.
I don't know, after the prostitution and the meth, you would think that would be enough. But in Florida, apparently you're still good. But I guess it all finally added up. So no more Linda Haddad as your attorney, I'm sorry to say.
Too bad.
Here's a sad story out of Gulf Breeze. She has a delightful mugshot I wish I could share. Tiffany Burkett is her name. She's 27 years old. And I don't bring her up in What's Up with Florida because she pushed her grandma down the stairs because she grabbed her mother around the throat. I bring her up because one of the deputies that came to arrest her, well, she grabbed his testicles with her right hand and squeezed them with force, according to the arrest report. She then spit on another deputy, striking him in the forehead with, quote, bodily fluid, as it says in the... Wasn't it just spit? Isn't it so much worse to say she spit with bodily fluid? When she arrived at the jail, she then again spit bodily fluid, hitting the deputy that she had initially assaulted on his right cheek. The grabbing the testicles of the deputy that's there to arrest you is a pretty strong move,
that is
I would
bold.
Imagine, right?
Yeah.
That is bold, yeah. Here's a woman who lives in the village of Rio Ponderosa. 6:30 Saturday night, she was arrested when she was found naked in the street wearing nothing but a pair of black boots. She is 51 years old, Kelly Marie Carpenter. She was standing naked in the middle of the street when a vehicle approached her, and she jumped on the vehicle and began beating it with her fists.
What?
The man driving the car rolled down the window because she was afraid she was going to break the glass. The man, by the way, was 90 years old.
Oh, he was so excited to see her.
Look, there's a naked woman almost half my age in the street.
Oh.
She hit him about the head and shoulders while screaming incoherently.
No!
Leave Grandpa alone.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
The couple, afraid of what harm she might further inflict, drove around the corner. They called law enforcement. Here's where I, again, need more information. When the deputy arrived, Carpenter was still standing in the street surrounded by household items.
What?
What does that mean?
Like a strainer?
Carpenter threw a plastic spray bottle at the deputy and used vulgar language. She also added, "I'm naked, arrest me." She then hit the deputy in the waist with a windshield squeegee. Like, is she having a garage sale?
Wow,
what's happening in the middle of the street? No word of where her clothes were, by the way, but for whatever reason, she had household items around her. She is facing charges of battery on a law enforcement officer, battery on a person over the age of 65, and a couple of other charges, but she has been arrested.
People in Florida have the most fun.
They really do. Two more real fast. This is from Dundon in Florida. This is a guy who had some dispute with his neighbor. The neighbor doesn't know what the dispute was because Christopher Robbins, yes, that's his name, 22 years old, showed up. The lady opened the door and said, "What do you want?" And he just stood there and stared at her and would not say anything to her. So she closed the door. He apparently was furious about that, and he took a bucket of white paint and put it all over her and her husband's car. Just slathered paint all over it. Then went back to his apartment and fell asleep. Well, when the neighbors saw what had been done to the car, they called the police, and the police showed up, and he was out cold. He still had the same clothes on. He was covered with white paint. The police said, "Come on, you're coming with me." He said, "Hey, I just painted a house." The officer said, yeah, that's what you did. There was paint everywhere, including footsteps all the way from where he put white paint on the car, right back across his yard, his driveway, into his house, and into his bed.
Strong.
So he wasn't trying really very hard to get away from that one, I don't think. I think he pretty much led the police to him. And finally, here's Austin Misiak. He was allegedly having sex with an unnamed woman in a community pool when observers asked him to stop and reminded him, "Hey, kids are present." What's going on with a 28-year-old, by the way, who's just doing it in the pool with a bunch of kids?
Well, the answer is always drugs, Bean.
Is that the common thread for all of these stories?
I would think so, yeah.
He flew into a rage and began chasing children while trying to hit them when they asked him to stop having sex with his lady friend in the pool.
Yeah.
Eventually, he got decked by a 50-year-old who was defending his girlfriend who punched him twice. So he has been arrested for felony lewd exhibition and misdemeanor assault. Here's my favorite part of the whole story. In the report, what was his explanation for all the accusations? Quote, "Nothing happened." That's what Austin said. So that's the great state of Florida right there. We still allow them to be one of 50. This has been What's Up with Florida.
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida?
Okay, now is when you want to call. If you want to join us Saturday at the Weenie Roast, 1-800-520-1067. We'll put you on hold for a couple of minutes, and then you get a chance to play a game to win tickets in the front row to the sold-out show, our final Weenie Roast ever at Irvine Meadows. You can call now. Good luck.
Huelhauser.
Oh.
Is a guy
don't
who
you
it.
Dare. Don't you dare. If you're about to say a bad word about the late, great Huelhauser, then I will have none of it.
He's a national treasure.
That's
Kevin.
What I was going to say. He's okay. A national
he's
treasure.
A goddamn hero is
right.
What he is.
Because he used to do that travel show on PBS where he talked to people who just were so unbelievably boring. But not him. He was great.
He was great. He was great, and the people he talked to were great, too.
Right.
Some of the great citizens of the state of California that he traveled tip to tip to
right.
Show us everything we wanted to know about California.
Some would say too much.
For
no
decades.
No one would say that.
Not me, though.
No
for
one.
For decades, he had a PBS show called California Gold. Unfortunately, Mr. Hauser is no longer with us. He died back in 2013. But this is a huge week for Huel heads because a brand new
I'm
episode.
I'm sorry. Bean?
Yes?
Are they called Huel heads?
I just thought of that, and I don't know why they wouldn't be. But they just found in the vault a lost episode. Now, Kevin, I haven't had a chance to see this yet, but you've seen some of it.
Yes, this is where he talks to a guy who walks from the Midwest all the way to California.
But he walked from Ohio to California.
To California, yes, over a period of several months.
Well, that in itself is amazing.
Yes, it is.
You would say that every other sentence was, it's amazing.
Well, because he was excited about life. That's why, because he was intrigued and tickled and amused by so much of California.
Here he listens to one of the first albums, first vinyls that was ever created. And you're going to have to, we're going to have to stop at some point because we don't have the rest of the show. So you just tell me when.
Okay, the first thing we're going to do is listen to one of the original wax cylinders.
This was done October 22nd, 1904. It's called La Sinaloense.
Okay, so let's put it on.
Just let me know when you... Anytime you want
to... I feel like maybe we've got the gist of the recording, but it's great that that exists over 100 years later. He's able to listen to that.
Right. I could watch and listen to this all day.
Well, the episode...
I think we're good.
That's enough?
Yeah, I think that is.
Right. The episode featured a visit to a historic home in Los Angeles owned by an author named Charles Lummis, and it aired Monday night on KECET.
So exciting.
We thought it might be fun to dial up the hotline to heaven and find out what the great Huell Hauser has been up to. It's been a while since we talked to him, of course, because, you know, he did. But we thought it might be fun to get him back on and find out how heaven's treating him and what life is like on the other side. Mr. Hauser, I hope you're there. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, sir.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Oh,
we're doing
Huell.
Great. We miss you.
I miss California.
Yeah, it was your favorite place in the world, wasn't it?
It was my favorite place in the whole world. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
Amazing, right. But heaven, that's got to be pretty sweet.
It's okay.
Just okay?
Here's the thing. Heaven has a lot going for it. Mm-hmm. It has clouds.
Right.
And nice angels.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Many of them are shirtless young men. You can oil them up.
Is that right?
The angels?
What? Yeah. It's amazing.
Okay.
I miss California.
Yeah.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And I'm glad to know that KCET is running some of my lost episodes.
Yeah, they are.
I got some good ones coming up. I don't think they've shown yet.
Oh, there's more?
I thought there was only one lost episode.
No, I've got tons of footage that's never been seen before.
Oh, that is great news.
Great news for the Huell heads, right?
I think the Huell heads are going to love what's coming up soon. They've got my trip to Monrovia where I visit the Corn Cob Museum.
Oh, that sounds
love
terrible.
That. Yeah.
I love that. After you eat corn on a cob... You eat all the corn and the cob is left over.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right.
And each cob's as individual as a snowflake.
So somebody saves corn, the cobs from the corn on the cob?
17,000 empty cobs.
Wow. That's more than I would expect.
It's amazing.
That sounds amazing.
Then I'm going to introduce you to Jim and Alice Gordon. They make brooms by hand.
Okay.
And they've got their own broom shop located in Pasadena called I'm Getting Sweepy.
And you're going to do a whole episode on that?
We'll see each strand of straw being put into a broom one after the other. You won't believe how you make a broom. It's amazing.
That's an hour of TV, Huell?
Well, it takes about an hour to make one of their brooms. They're made by hand.
Right. All right.
And the funny thing is, once they're done making them, there's a big mess on the floor, and they have to use the broom to clean up their own mess.
Oh,
isn't that hilarious?
Kidding me.
I mean, it's, yeah.
Then we'll go to Covina for the world's largest soda pop store.
Oh, I don't know about this.
They've got all kinds of soda pop.
Uh-huh.
It's run by an old lady named Louisa Anderson, and the shop's name is Pop Goes Louisa.
All right.
Okay. I can't wait.
And that's a whole episode.
Look forward to that. Huell, you okay?
I'm amazing.
You are amazing.
I miss Yul Houser times, don't you, Ellie?
Oh, I love him so much. It was so good to talk to him.
That was good to catch up with him. But we got to move on to Saturday. The sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roast 2016 is at the Irvine Meadows Amphitheater. We are giving away tickets in the front row right now for you at 1-800-520-1067. Kevin, what's this game all about?
Just a second!
Could you play the whole theme, please?
Just a second!
All right. Could you explain to the callers on hold how it works?
We are going to do Red Hot Chili Pepper songs today, and you're going to hear the first second of the song.
Oh.
We'll play it for you twice, but only just a second.
Just a second!
And then you have to identify which Red Hot Chili Pepper song it is.
Is it fair, though, with as few Red Hot Chili Pepper songs as we play and as infrequently as we spin them, is it fair to ask people to know this music?
Bean, we play them all the time.
Really? I got the impression we almost never play. That's the biggest complaint I hear from our listeners is, why don't you guys ever play the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I think it's the opposite.
We're trying to step it up.
Okay, well, maybe I misunderstood. All right, so if you listen to the Kevin and Bean Show, you listen to K-Rock, you certainly know these songs. We'll give you the first second. We can only play it for you twice. Then you have to tell us what the title is. If you're right, you go into the drawing to win the tickets to join us from the front row this Saturday. Who's our first contestant, please?
Stephanie in Los Alamitos. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready for...
Just a second!
I hope so.
Okay, here you go. I'm going to play it twice. One more time. Yes, you do.
Oh,
great. And share that title with us.
And the name of it is...
Give it away now.
I'm sorry. It's Around the World.
Poor Stephanie now, because every time she hears that song now, for the rest of time, she'll be cursing this moment.
All right. Let's go to Sarah in Winnetka. Hi there.
Hi. Good morning.
All right. Are you ready for your song?
I hope so.
I'm going to play it for you. Play it for you twice. Here you go. One more time.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. This is so much harder than I thought it would be.
Yeah,
I know. You hear this game all the time, and you're like, oh, this is so easy.
Well, first of all, you have to listen on the phone, which is more difficult, and then you're also nervous being on the air. All right. We need a song title, though.
Okay. I'm going to go with Danny California, but I don't think that's it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
This one is Can't Stop.
Thank you for listening, though, Sarah. We appreciate it. All right, 0 for 2 so far.
Amy in San Clemente. Hi.
Good morning.
Amy, don't you agree the problem is we don't play enough Red Hot Chili Peppers?
No, this is a hard game.
Okay. It is a hard game. Okay. All right, here you go. I'm going to play it twice. One more time.
Okay, that is... oh, my God. This is really hard.
Yeah. Song title.
Suck My Kiss.
Yes!
Yes! Amy! Good call.
Wow.
How many of us thought she was going to pull that one out?
Zero.
No.
Zero people.
Congrats, Amy.
Amy. You are in the drawing. Well done. Good luck.
Adrian in Redlands. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Top of the morning.
To you as well. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Good luck. One more time.
Is that a Give It Away?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Nicely done.
Now we're humming. That's great.
Are we humming? Alec in Glendale, hi.
Hey, what's up, boys?
We're humming.
We're humming, apparently.
Alec, you know how the game is played. We'll play it for you twice. What Red Hot Chili Pepper song is this in just a second?
One more time.
It's Californication.
Sorry, that's scar tissue.
Sorry, dude. Nice try. Thanks for listening.
Kristen in West Covina. Hi.
Hello.
Kristen, you do not sound happy. Did we catch you at a bad time?
No. I'm just so nervous. I've heard a couple people lose already, so I hope I get this.
But that's not you. You're so much better than they are.
I feel the same.
Yeah.
All right, here you go, Kristen. Here's your song.
All right.
One more time.
I'm going to say, By the Way.
Sorry, that's other side.
You're really no better than they were. I'm sorry, but we appreciate you listening, Kristen. But really, you're kind of pretty much over there in Loserville.
Again, I'll say I would not win this contest. No. I wouldn't even be able to give you an answer.
I don't think so. I would either. I would recognize every single one
of
them.
They go,
so
well.
Yeah, that's that Red Hot Chili Peppers song that I can't come up with a title for.
Tony Lynn in Long Beach. Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, we've only had two people get it so far. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Here you go. One more time.
I'm going to say Under the Bridge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
All right. Let's do one more and then a drawing for front row tickets.
All right. We're going to MJ in Whittier. Hi there.
Hi.
All right. Are you ready for your song?
Yes. Oh, God. I'm nervous. Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Give it to you twice. Here we go. One more time.
Wait. I couldn't even hear that. My God. Can you do it one more time?
I mean,
I think to be fair, we're not doing it twice. Yeah.
Everybody else, one more time.
You want to take a guess? At least you know it's none of the songs we've already named.
Californication.
Sorry, that's Love Roller Coaster.
Sorry. Thanks for listening, MJ. Tony Lynn, Adrian, Amy, all were correctly able to identify a Red Hot Chili Pepper song in 1 second. Only one will win tickets for the front row of the sold-out K-Rock Winnie Rose 2016 this Saturday. Alan McKay, who's our winner, please?
Tony Lynn.
Tony Lynn. Congratulations, Tony Lynn.
Oh, my God.
Front row at the Weenie Rose. Thanks for playing the game.
Just a second.
Than I've ever been.
Hey!
Come on.
I don't feel like.
That ain't right.
It's not right, right?
No, it ain't right. I don't think so.
It's all right.
That ain't right.
Did it feel right?
Oh, even now it felt right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51.
There's a miracle in Fresno, you guys. Apparently, a statue of the Virgin Mary is crying real tears. Or is it blood? I didn't actually read the article. Tears. Okay. So it's a miracle. So Jesus is in California, you guys.
I believe in miracles.
So we're going to talk about that.
Where from? You bleeding statue. Bleeding statue.
Talk about that next hour. Also, the great Kevin Bacon on the program today. And the president of the UFC, Dana White, joins us just after 9. First, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat on Wednesday morning. What's going on?
You mean Philadelphia's own Kevin Bacon?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, sure.
Okay. His father was on the cover of Time magazine back in the 1960s.
His father is known wide and far in Philadelphia and environs to be the father of modern Philadelphia. He was a city planner who really...
So he's to blame?
He's not to blame. He's to thank. He's to praise.
But I'm saying he's the one that came up with Philadelphia?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the 60s.
Yes. When the city of Philadelphia was founded in the 60s,
What did you
Kevin,
say he did?
That's right. When they finally decided to make a city called Philadelphia in the late 60s.
What did you say he
it
did?
It was Kevin Bacon.
He said he was a city planner.
I said he was the father of modern Philadelphia, I said, didn't I?
Modern, I think, is what...
I heard Philadelphia.
It's good.
So to me, that's...
Halfway there.
You said 2 o'clock, so I heard 3.
That happened yesterday.
That happened in a conversation with Kevin yesterday off the air, boys and girls.
Yeah.
That literally happened.
Mm-hmm.
You said 2 o'clock, so I heard 3, is what he said regarding our timetable.
Well, anyway, we probably won't talk to Kevin Bacon about that. He does have a new film coming out called The Darkness, but I'm excited to talk to him again.
Figures you won't talk about that. Something good.
Because nobody cares.
Philadelphia.
What?
I've been saying that my whole life.
Come on.
Until the day I die. Philadelphia.
I just don't care at all.
Hey, I want to give you a heads up. After a little break, Hollywood Babylon is back. We're doing it once again on stage at the Improv on Melrose this Friday night, 10 p.m.
No.
Kevin Smith and I will take the stage, and we have a pretty good time. So why don't you come on out, have a couple cocktails, listen to Kevin and I talk about things, pop culture, and we do funny little voices and wackiness and chaos ensues. Kevin drinks milk on stage. It's very entertaining.
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. No.
Kevin loves milk, by the way. Did you know that? Kevin's a big milk fan.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. He estimates he drinks about 2 gallons of milk a day.
What?
No
way. 2 gallons?
Look, I love milk.
You don't love milk, apparently.
I drink almost a gallon a day, but that's
a gallon a day is an unbelievable amount of milk.
Kevin Smith loves milk more than you do, so
he does. Apparently twice as much.
That's right.
2 gallons.
I feel like that's not good for you.
You can go to improv.com. Improv.com is a place to go for more details and tickets for Friday night's Hollywood Babylon.
That isn't good for you.
At 10 p.m. Congratulations to Eva Mendez and Ryan Gosling, their parents once more. It's pretty amazing they're able to keep her entire pregnancy under the radar. Press didn't even know she was pregnant, let alone...
Intercourse!
that she's now with a second child. Congratulations. They have
but that kid's ugly.
They have I bet it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful child.
I hope for the baby's sake, because seriously.
Amada Lee. Amada Lee is her name.
Okay. A-M-A-D-A?
A-M-A-D-A. Amada Lee. They have a 20-month-old daughter already named Esmeralda Amada. So Amada looms
What's
large
the Amada
in their legend.
All about?
Amada is the name of Ava's late grandmother, apparently.
Gotcha.
So she is well represented and paid tribute to amongst their family. So congratulations. New York City cops were called to Taylor Swift's apartment last night around 6 p.m. after Beans was described by officials as Beanie showed up on her doorstep. Actually, they said the man was emotionally disturbed. Police said they knew he was emotionally disturbed because he wanted to meet Taylor Swift.
Was it Bean?
Apparently not.
Not this time.
Sadly, Taylor wasn't at the apartment, and she got away unharmed.
Shame on you! Shame on you!
Indeed.
Right?
Shame on indeed. No matter how bad your life is, it's worse to be Aaron Carter. You remember Aaron Carter, right?
Was he the one who was on Dancing with the Stars not long ago?
I don't know.
But boy band?
He was a huge teen idol back in the day.
His brother was in a boy band. Okay.
His brother Nick was in the Backstreet Boys. He opened for Backstreet Boys on tour with them. He had his own solo career as a pop star. There's a new TV series on Spike TV called Life or Debt, where people talk about how they lost it all. Aaron said he made approximately $200 million before he turned 18 years old.
Yeah, what? I don't think so.
What? $200 million?
Yes.
You're saying you don't think so? You believe that number's inflated, Allie?
Where would he get that money?
Well, he toured with the Backstreet Boys for many years. He opened for Britney Spears as well on tour. He had his own concert special on the Disney Channel, which paid him a lot of money.
$200 million?
I don't even think the Backstreet Boys had that money.
Well, the point is, Allie, thanks for just pouring cold water all over the story. He lost it all. Whatever he did have, he lost it all.
So in Allie's mind, he's out like $100.
That's right.
No big story. Not a big deal.
His family lived on a 12-house compound worth more than $10 million. Most of that he paid for. But now it's all gone. And he said the worst mistake came from his manager/parents. They were supposed to put aside 15% of all the earnings that he was making into a bank account for him to have as an adult, but that never happened. So not only did he lose all the money, but now he says he owes more than $4 million in back taxes.
Wow. That sucks.
He claims his current annual income is about $33,000 a year.
Is that all right with you, Ellie?
Nope. Numbers no. Don't. They don't pass.
$33,000 all right with you?
Get your calculator out. You tell us what the actual numbers are. And here's the thing. He also tells a story where he once cheated on Hillary Duff, who he was dating at the time, with Lindsay Lohan. He had it all.
Okay.
You know what he has now? That's what he's got.
Okay.
So there's a cautionary tale. Next time you make $200 million, put a little bit of it aside, okay?
Good tip. That's
put a little
good
aside.
Tip.
Put a little.
Good advice.
Yeah, get a Christmas Club account or something. Just get a passbook and put a little in there. Anybody remember passbooks?
No.
What's a Christmas account?
What's a Christmas?
The Christmas Club account. You know? It was a little savings account they had for little kids.
Oh.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Jeffrey Donovan's 48 years old today. Model Black China turns 28. And Louis Farrakhan from the Nation of Islam, 83 years old today. He's a powerful speaker, and he can change your life. You should take a listen sometime to some of his audio, which apparently we're not going to do now.
I got it if you want it. I'm ready.
Oh, I thought that was a pretty good setup.
All right.
I want to take one last look at the word atonement. The first four letters of the word form the foundation. A-T-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Pretty straightforward.
Aton.
Aton. Aton.
That's not a word, though.
Aton meaning?
The one God.
The one God.
So if you look at the aton, add an E to it.
Why?
And
why?
Separate the A from the next four letters, and you get the word A-tone.
Why would I separate letters?
Tone means sound.
Is this a word jumble?
And A, the first letter of the alphabet.
Right.
Okay.
And the first letter of the numerical system is one. So well, A equals one.
One isn't a letter. It's not a letter in the numerical
so a
system.
Sound.
Actually, the first integer would be zero.
When you hear the A tone.
A tone.
You will hear the right sound. What's so what tone? Is the A tone?
I have
in
no idea.
Music, okay. A equals 440 vibrations.
Okay.
How long have we been in America?
440 vibrations.
440 years.
Wow, that seems good.
Well, in the 440th year.
This speech is going to be useless
from
next year.
The one God, the atom, will come the A tone.
Okay. I'm sorry. You
because
lost
me. Because we've got to tone.
Wait, right?
Wait, with the
for
A tone.
All that we have done wrong.
Right. Okay.
And when you tone, if you take the T and couple it with the A,
oh, now I have to couple
it. You get
I have to hyphenate
one.
It.
So when you tone,
wait, but if,
you become at one.
Okay.
At one with who? The atom.
The atom.
Or the one God.
If you add an M instead
because
of an N.
Because you heard the A tone.
Right. Okay. I'm exhausted.
Am I still vibrating at 440?
The next two letters.
That's two letters. Okay.
It is M E.
Trying to keep up.
M E.
Me.
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 If you add another letter.
Why?
Why?
Anyway.
You get an N. What does that say?
Me and.
Men.
Men.
Now
men.
If you add a peon, you get
peon.
The what? Suffix
the Celtics.
What? What?
Mint means
mint?
Action. So when you
mint
say, I'm atoning,
right.
You
got
to act on it.
With me
and
the men?
Back to the A tone.
Nope, no. Can't do it. Can't do it.
The first letter in the number is one.
Happy birthday, Minister Farrakhan.
It's nuts. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So many ways to get in touch with the Kevin and Bean Show. We always enjoy hearing your comments on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page, our Instagram, our Snapchat, our Twitter. You can always text the show anytime at the number 2KROQ. You can email us or you can leave a message for us. We got voicemail up and running 24 hours a day. It's the Kevin and Bean Afro line. That number is 323-520-AFRO. I'm looking forward to seeing what people have to say this week.
Well, Ralph better watch his back.
Hey, Ralph Garman. This is my Christopher Walken. Impression. Your job might be in jeopardy. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Look that, out, Ralph.
That
tough,
wasn't
right?
Even Christopher Walken at the end, though.
No, that was Al Pacino.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not sure if he knew that or not, but
he was showing his range.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Apologies.
I didn't edit this at all.
You guys, wow. Riveting. Just couldn't stop listening. So great.
Right?
What was he talking about?
Huh.
How good our show is, Bean.
I feel like he was real authentic about it.
Yeah, it seemed kind of mocking to me, too.
Oh. Here's a loving Afro call for Bean.
Why does Bean always repeat what anyone says? Kevin, oh, look, the dog ran up the tree. Oh, look, the dog ran up the tree, too. Stupid! I swear you guys are idiots.
Why do I repeat things that people say? Is that what you're asking? Because we're idiots? Got it.
I think this is the new Rihanna song.
Quack, 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 quack. Yim, 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 dot, 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 dot. Yim, dot, 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 dot.
Pretty close, right?
Yeah. That's a good guess. We were talking about misheard lyrics, that you misunderstood the lyrics your entire life.
Yeah, this is Mike from South Carolina. In reference to your misheard song lyrics, Will Smith getting jiggy with it, I thought it was saying kick a chicken with it. Yeah, I'm pretty white.
That's very sad.
Would have been a very different song.
A great artist.
Yes, it would be. Happy Mother's Day. Say, say, la, 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 yeehaw!
Wow.
That guy put a yeehaw at the end of that.
I had just finally healed from having Sam in our lives. I'd forgotten about him. I had moved on. I had
How
put the nightmare behind
you,
me.
Sir.
And then you have to just open that old wound with that piece of tape. Thanks.
Oh.
Kevin.
You
know you can choose which calls make the
I
air.
I chose
every,
that one.
Right, but not everyone who calls the Afro Line has to be played on the
radio. I was the happiest with
Kevin,
that one.
Kevin, when I walked past as you were editing, what did I yell?
No!
I hate it so much.
Wrong! Allie, want to go on a date with this guy?
Hey, Allie. I was just thinking that maybe you and I could go out for a date, you know? Grab a couple of slices of pizza and then take a nice long ride down a big bumpy road. What do you think? You and me. Right down that Hershey Highway.
Oh, Allie had a misjudgment with some cheese the other day.
Listen,
for
I
folks
timed it wrong.
Who
yeah
wondered what they're what
you
that
timed
call
it wrong
about
by about a half hour. And that's why this guy called.
Allie, seriously, get a hold of your bowels.
Right?
Great point, sir.
All right, so behind the scenes, Bean occasionally, and by occasionally I mean every day, opens his windows and we hear birds.
Yeah.
And they're very annoying.
They're very loud, yet he claims no one listening can hear it.
Many times off the air we've said, Bean, the birds, seriously. He's like, nobody can hear it. So I present for you this Afro call.
Bean, shut the birds up. Shut them up and shut them and shut the birds up.
I'm unclear what she's asking.
Look, and yeah, I present for you this call.
Bean, first it was the mouse clicking. Click, clickety, click, click, click. Then it was you breathing into the microphone. But now those goddamn birds. Where the hell are you broadcasting from? A goddamn birdcage? Shut those goddamn birds up.
It's called outside, you guys. It's called nature. It's called I don't have any control over it. And here's what happened is it's hot now.
That's not our problem.
Right, but it is my problem.
Right, so deal with it in a way that doesn't annoy everyone.
So when it's hot, sometimes I open the door to get a little air going.
How hot can it be?
It's pretty warm. I'm uncomfortable.
Well,
I don't like
do
it.
Something. Get air conditioning or something. It's not our problem.
Air conditioning fans, they're also noisy. Look, I've looked into
yeah, oh, yeah. Options. You're worried about the noise, Bean.
I am worried about it. Look, I had the door closed all day yesterday. I just sweated it out, and today it's been closed.
Oh, it's been so hard on you.
It is. Thank you for noticing. I'm trying here. Look, I never open the door to annoy anyone. I open the door for air.
Right. But you annoy everyone at the same time.
Yeah, but is it really that big
yes,
a deal?
Yes, it
people
is.
People hear a couple of birds on the radio. It's not that big a deal.
It's getting hot in here, so see? Take off all your clothes.
All right, maybe this call has the actual answer.
B, shut the door or kill the birds. I don't want to listen to that in the background. I'd rather listen to you breathe, which is really, really annoying. Or you can quit the mouse. But the birds, kill the birds.
A lot of love from the Kevin Bean audience today.
So kill the birds, I think, is the message there.
Well, that's... no.
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day.
you say Fresno. We say Fresno yes to the Virgin Mary. Right?
Yay!
A statue of the Virgin Mary in Fresno appears to be weeping, you guys. This is a report that was on the news. This is not one of these things where a guy said, oh, no, you should have been here a few minutes ago. I really did happen. They sent a news crew to this lady's house, and they actually saw a tear coming from the statue's eyes. What's up with that?
It's a miracle, Bean. It's a miracle.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Yes, it's a miracle.
First of all, it's a miracle.
Can we hear some of that story, please?
Sure.
To the faithful, Maria Cardenas says this statue of the Virgin Mary is a blessing. Tears seem to well up in her right eye and stream down her face to her chin. Every tear, she says, is nothing short of a miracle, so she collects them in a glass and shares them with those who find their way to this home.
That's amazing. It takes the words out of my mouth. Like, wow. I'm so amazed.
Cardenas says, I don't understand why she's doing it, but it's something good. She says the statue was a Mother's Day gift she received 10 years ago, almost to the day. But it didn't start weeping, she says, until a year and a half ago, when her cousin Jesse Lopez was murdered.
We've had priests come from all over to look at her. All they say, it's a miracle.
All right, Kevin, wow. Mr. Skeptical, what's going on here?
Condensation.
Really? Just out of one eye, and it's consistent, and it's just, dribbling down her face.
It's just this statue. It's not. There's not condensation. There's not water pouring out of the microwave or the refrigerator or anything else that's in the home.
Good example.
Like it happens.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
It's, what do you guys think it is? No, because you're treating me like I'm crazy. You think it's the Virgin Mary?
I don't know.
What I'm doing is I'm asking you to expand upon your condensation theory. Would there be
some kind of moisture issue
on just one item in the room?
Sure.
Just one item in the room has condensation maybe. And nothing else does.
All right, Mr.
Does that seem
Mr.
likely
Smarty
to you?
Pants, what's your answer?
How is that possible, though,
Hold,
Kevin?
Please. What's your answer, B?
I don't have an answer, but I know it's not condensation because condensation would not just pick one item to bleed out of. Condensation
it doesn't
would be on,
bleed, Bean.
Okay, have water run down the face of. Condensation would be on everything in the house if it were condensation. Not
yeah, but
just
if it's
on
not
one
coming
statue.
Out of that statue, they don't see it because it's not a miracle.
So you think
Bean?
There's water pouring off of everything in their house and they don't
yes,
even notice?
Yes, Bean, pouring off.
Well, I
know it's a teardrop every once in a while. That's all.
Well, no. As soon as the tear falls, another one wells up in its
all right,
place.
Allie, what do you think it is?
I think it's a miracle.
You don't.
I don't?
You don't think it's a miracle at all?
I don't know what it is, but it's unexplained, which,
okay,
can, be an, which can be a miracle.
Please.
Kevin!
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you
yes.
so afraid to believe?
Why do you hate Jesus?
I don't
why
hate Jesus. This
hate
is first of all, this
Jesus.
Is the Virgin Mary.
Well, you know who she was.
Yeah.
Right. She's Jesus' mom. You
right,
know that, right?
Right.
Okay. So you hate Jesus because you're smack talking his mother.
I think I'm the only one in this room that believes in God. Do you believe in God,
Allie?
I don't
course.
Know. Bean doesn't. Bean
you're crazy.
Right, take it easy. Bean doesn't. Bean doesn't believe in God, so he's mocking me just to mock me because
no,
he doesn't
I'm
think
not.
This is the Virgin Mary
no,
either.
I'm not mocking you just to mock it. I don't know what it is, but let's eliminate some things that it is that it isn't, and it's not condensation.
Okay, you don't know that.
Yes, I do.
Other things would be
in the same environment. Other things would be condensating. Thank
yeah,
you,
but
Dr.
You don't Ellie. Take notice of them because they're not the Virgin Mary.
I feel you, like you'd look around the room and be like, oh, look at that statue or that trophy I won from a
room.
Golf tournament.
Maybe that's a part of the room where there's more moisture than some other part of the room.
But
yeah,
just
I'm
one
the only
eye,
one
the
putting,
same eye.
I'm the only one giving a possible explanation.
And it's oily and smells like roses.
That's what they say. It's oily and smells like roses.
All right, let me ask you guys this. So the lady who has the statue, Maria Cardenas, she says she had the statue for 10 years, and for the first 8.5 years, it just sat there like a lump, all right? And then after she had the loss in her family with a cousin who died, that's when the Virgin Mary started crying. You think that's just a coincidence?
Yes.
That's when the tears started?
I think that she noticed it then, yes.
Oh, so you think it was crying all along?
The bean grilling
no,
me.
No, I'm asking you.
Like, I'm the one that believes in it.
So
don't you think she'd notice for 8 years
yeah.
just, like, water all over the table where
it's
the Virgin
water
Mary...
water all over the table.
Well, if it's consistently crying for 8 years,
what
I think
you'd you
notice.
Guys think is happening rather than yelling at me?
I don't know.
Well, I don't either, but I'm at least putting a guess out there.
You're putting a bad guess
well, then
out
put
there,
put a better
though.
One out there. Dick, what do you think is happening? What do you think is happening? I can say I don't know, so what? What do you think is happening,
I don't
Bean?
Know either, but I don't want to explain it away as condensation. I'd rather just believe
you
that
think it
something
might be a miracle.
Miraculous might be happening. Absolutely. Why not?
Jesus.
Why not Jesus?
Why not Jesus? All right. Let's take some calls with theories on why the Virgin Mary is crying. But additionally, if you've experienced a miracle like this, you had, I don't know, where do we want to draw the line? Are we at Jesus in a grilled cheese? We're not there, right?
Well, I think if you see, yeah, if you see any of the deity in something that's, you know, mundane. Yeah,
and you think there's no scientific explanation for it. It just
right.
appeared out, and you think it is a miracle, a sign from God.
Right.
We do want to hear from you.
Do you remember that person that saw? I'm sorry to laugh. I don't mean to mock the people who believe, because again, I believe in God. But there was a person who thought that Jesus was in the toilet.
Yes.
At one point.
Yes.
But
that's right.
went away when the toilet was flushed.
That's right.
So at that point, you go.
Okay.
Maybe it's not Jesus. And if it is Jesus, he's not going down the drain. He could just stay right there.
Maybe yeah, he was like, hey, I'm here. And then you're like, I'm going to flush, Jesus. He's like, go ahead.
But it's foolhardy. That's what happened. If you believe in God, it is foolhardy to try to understand God and to explain God. God, as they say, works in mysterious ways. So who are we to say that Jesus wouldn't be in a toilet or that he wouldn't go away when flushed?
I'm pretty comfortable with that.
Let's take David real quick, Baldwin Park. He has experienced a Virgin Mary crying his own self.
Excellent.
Hey, David. So maybe he's the guy who can steer us in the right direction. David, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Tell us your story, please.
Good morning, Kevin, and being a long-time listener.
Thank you, sir.
Well, when I was younger, we had a program, my mother and my father, where they had a Virgin Mary statue that would go travel from house to house, and she'd be around for maybe a few weeks or so. And the first week we got her, and next thing you know, my mom just noticed that and the Virgin Mary statue is in an encased glass. And she just started, you know, noticing tears coming out of her eyes. And so we just started, you know, praying more and getting into it. And it kind of pulled off, but it was just a weird experience. And it was pretty cool
So was the belief of those in the room that the Virgin Mary was reacting to the argument that she was hearing?
Oh, yeah.
Because your brothers wouldn't shut the F up?
No. They just started, going at it they were teenagers at the time in high school, so they're just, you know, right, going at it for little stuff. And
so was this the only time she cried?
Yes. And we've had it a few times, periodically. But the first time she was there, we just felt that she noticed a negative presence in the house. And
that was when you were living in Condensationville, though?
No.
Says the guy who won't put out any theory of what it is.
Yeah, all right. I mean, we each have our own beliefs and stuff.
I agree.
We feel that faith that made us believe. And they mellowed out. My brothers mellowed out after.
See?
Virgin Mary did her job. All right, David, thank you for listening, sir. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. You've got theories on this Virgin Mary, or you got your own story. We want to hear from you next on K-Rock. You're Kevin and Bean. This email from Cindy begins, when I was in middle school, I saw Jesus walking in my parents' living room. I saw him from the back. He had a white tunic. He was barefoot. He had shoulder-length hair. Unfortunately, I panicked and ran to my mom's room. Of course, she ran back out to the living room, and we didn't see him. I truly believe it was him. I guarantee you, he did not look like a normal person. He had a special glow to him. I'm looking back and wishing I hadn't run away. I do believe in God and miracles, and I believe Jesus wanted us to know he is with us, says Cindy.
All right, so that's what we're looking for.
That's exactly what we're looking for. It is interesting, though, that the Jesus that she saw is the Jesus that is most commonly reproduced in books and magazines, like the white person's version of Jesus, not really what the real Jesus looked like. That is interesting to me. But we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067.
He's just going to mock everyone.
Right? I'm not mocking.
She's an idiot. You're an idiot, Kevin.
I'm not mocking at all. But people, when they see Jesus, they think of Jesus as it has been drawn in the things that they have read, rather than the way Jesus actually looked in real life. Like, if it were the real Jesus, he wouldn't look like a white guy. You know, that's all I'm saying. Anyway, we're taking your calls about the Virgin Mary statue in Fresno that was crying on the news. And if you've had any miracles in your own life, why don't we start with line 7, please? This is going to be Alex in East L.A. He has experienced a miracle, you guys. I believe in
miracles. Alex in East L.A., hi.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Good. What have you seen?
So my grandma, rest her soul, she was a huge believer in the Virgin Mary. She says she saw her when she was a teenager and again when she was in her 30s. And when I was 6 years old, my mom and I, we were playing the game Jacks, the one with the ball with the jacks and whatnot.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And my grandma told us, hey, come on, let's go pray. The Virgin Mary's waiting for our prayer. If you guys don't pray, the devil's going to come after you. And my mom, being the good mom, was like, Mom, give us a few minutes. We're almost done.
We're playing jacks, Mom.
Exactly, right? It's like, I know God can forgive us for this game. Anyway, so we're ignoring my grandma. She's there praying with my other aunt. And I kid you not, I kind of went mad to go pray. And while we were praying, the ball started bouncing by itself.
Because the Virgin Mary wanted to play jacks, and you were occupying that game.
You know what? But my grandma said, you know what? Eso es el demonio. This is the devil telling you that he's happy that you...
Oh, the devil.
She turned it on you.
Yeah. Yeah. So at that point, I was like, OMG, I am a huge believer now. Not that I wasn't, but, you know, when that happened, I was like, yeah, the devil does exist. God does exist. Jesus does exist. Everyone, you know, everything that we learn in the Bible, it all exists. Heaven and hell. So,
all right, here's my question, though. If it's any one of the if it's the devil, if it's God, if it's the Virgin Mary, I mean, the best that they can do is play with your ball, your Jack's ball.
Careful,
can't they
Kevin.
Show
play
up?
What?
No, I'm
Why
saying,
is
can't
the
they
devil
just,
playing with your ball,
Can't
Kevin?
The devil just show up, or can't the Virgin Mary do anything but cry through a statue? Like, if it's going to do a miracle, can't
maybe
it just be
ready.
Standing there?
Maybe you're not ready to see all that. Maybe you need little signs.
Did you ever go back and play Jack's again, Alex?
Hell no.
It is the devil's game.
That's the right answer. All right. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
I think a lot of people, and Alex is a good example of it, get out of it what they want to get out of it.
That's kind of the point.
He was probably losing at Jack's, though.
Oh, see, there you go.
That's my point.
All right. Let's try, wow, we got some interesting calls here. Let's try Matthew in Pacoima, please. He's on line five. He's up next. Maybe he's got something to add to the Virgin Mary statue weeping in Fresno.
Hey, Matthew.
Hey, maybe it's not something good. Maybe it's a bad thing, like the devil trying to get your attention for it.
Kind of like with the Jacks.
You are all going to die tonight.
Instead of it crying being a good thing, maybe it's a bad thing saying that the devil's here or whatever, but people would mistake it for something good.
But what? Right. But why?
Like the tiki and the Brady Bunch. You got to get rid of it.
Yeah, exactly. Just like that. It's something that maybe the devil uses to distract you, thinking it's a good thing before he gets you. I don't know.
So, Matthew, let me ask you this. You heard the news report we played. Do you believe that that lady's Virgin Mary statue is crying?
Probably not.
But there's video and news crew caught it.
The devil is crying through it?
No, it's like a distraction to get you to, like, give it more of, like, it is a distraction to get the people to come in.
But where's the tear coming from? That's my question.
I have no idea.
I feel this is half-baked at best.
All right, thank you, Matthew.
Matthew got very defensive at the end.
I have no idea. Let's go. He starts yelling at people.
I didn't even Malcolm.
Asked. Let's go to line two, please. Woodland Hills, this is going to be Tanner. I think he may be on your condensation boat here, Kevin.
I have a condensation boat?
You do.
Hey, Tanner, first of all, nothing good comes from agreeing with me, ever.
I realize that
okay.
already.
All right.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
What do you think happened to this particular case?
Okay, two things. Either it's condensation somewhere, it's got to be condensation because we have no idea what's going on in the rest of the room.
Right.
Or maybe there's a leak right above it that just, like, leaks every once in a while and falls directly on the eye.
And nobody looked up at any point and said, hey, there's a leak in the roof.
For a year and a half, there's been a leak in this lady's roof and she didn't notice it?
Well, they like believing in a miracle, so they're not going to try to challenge it.
But what about... what about the news crew that actually caught the tear happening? Don't you think one of them might have looked up?
Well, it's not a news story if, you know, they come in, oh, it leaked in someone's house. You know, they want to see a miracle.
I got to be honest, it's not good to be on my side, but I also don't want you on my side. Because of your leak theory. I'm not positive that helps us.
Thank you, Tanner. We appreciate you listening. Let's go to Culver City, please.
That's a lose-lose.
This is going to be Courtney. She also has a theory on the Virgin Mary.
Hey, Courtney.
Hi there. I was just thinking that the statue possibly has a hollow inside of it. That moisture could have collected, could have created mold, and the mold is releasing moisture.
Interesting.
That statue is slowly killing the family.
Oh. I don't think that's what she was saying. I think that's just the teardrop came.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know enough about science to understand how mold creates tears, but why is it only tearing out of one eye and nowhere else on the statue?
Because the head is tilted to that side. It's
easy.
And
why does it smell like roses?
It could just smell like mold and they think it smells like roses.
Why don't you believe, Courtney?
Well, you know, because I'm smart.
It's science.
That's smart. Thank you, Courtney. Look, I don't know anything about mold, but let me tell you about this roses thing. We got a text in to the Kevin and Bean Show at 2KROQ. From the 626, my mom had bought a statue of the Virgin Mary to our home, and the house started to smell like roses, as if someone had sprayed rose-scented air freshener. There were no flowers in the house, and the scent of roses is supposedly a sign of her presence.
I don't want to suggest that we need to cut into the Virgin Mary, but we need to open her up, right?
I don't want to have any part of that.
Okay.
I'm sure the family in Fresno would not be thrilled with you if you opened up the Virgin.
Let's take one more. I think Danny's going to put a button on it. He's in Irvine. Please, line 8.
Hi, Danny. Hello.
Danny. Wake up, son.
All right, hold on. The phone's not
Oh, my
working.
God. Did Virgin Mary get him?
Oh, no.
Virgin Mary killed another one?
Brady
I don't think the Virgin Mary is killing anyone, but the phones aren't working anymore, so.
Well, that was fun.
Is this
You know what that is?
A
is
sign?
It the devil?
It's a sign.
Is this a sign,
yep.
Really?
It's a sign to leave it on Courtney, saying that she's smart and doesn't believe.
I can't go to any other lines, so.
Really?
The devil just shut out our phone lines, you guys.
We were all having fun.
Wow.
Now we're all going to die tonight.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:52.
Andy Signor is back on the show from ScreenJunkies.com.
Hey, Andy Signor. How you doing, Andy Signor?
He is the creator of Honest Trailers, which just consistently, week after week, are the funniest things we put in the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. And they've got a great new one out for Deadpool that Ryan Reynolds is a part of.
What?
I don't think they've ever had that before. One of the stars participates in his own Honest Trailer. But love Andy. Looking forward to talking to him coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday.
Listen, you're nice. You're nice people. We've met many of you, and we're consistently impressed by your nicety. Your niceosity.
Is that a word?
Your nice...
Ness?
Oh, niceness. Yeah, that works. Speaking of nice, let's give something nice to the nice. The Nice Guys.
Yeah!
Movie's coming out on May the 20th. I'm really looking forward to this film. Ryan Gosling, Russell Crowe stars a pair of private detectives in 1970s Los Angeles as they investigate the apparent suicide of a fading porn star. And it leads to more than meets the eye. I can tell you that much. Ryan Gosling's funny. Consistently
funny.
Funny. Who ever thought he'd be a big comedy star? He used to be just the dreamboat. Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that Facebook movie where he falls in love with the old lady. Whatever that was.
Sounds accurate.
Yeah, the Facebook. Never saw that?
No.
The Notebook?
Oh, Notebook. That's right.
And he didn't fall in love with an old lady.
Yeah, she was old.
No, they were actually old.
I remember there was an old, she was reading from Facebook and she was old. And then
nope.
Said, oh, look at my stamp collection.
What were you watching?
I never saw the movie, but that's the impression I got.
It's pretty accurate, I
think.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Anyway, my point is, now he's hilarious. This movie looks terrific. We're doing a special K-Rock advance screening of The Nice Guys at the TCL Chinese Theater on May 17th. Why don't you go? Call me now, 1-800-520-1067. First 5 callers through get a pair of passes for this K-Rock advance screening. If you don't win, don't despair, because the movie's in theaters everywhere on May 20th. So a couple days later, you can go see it. But the people who see it early will be mocking you. Just know that. I think Chris Pratt is cool.
Okay.
All right. Next story.
Agreed?
No. Apparently he was at a very cool steak joint here in L.A. called Cut last Saturday night. And he was seen there with his wife, Anna Faris. And they were having a delicious dinner of just meat. Just eating meat. Now, here's the thing. Chris vowed earlier in the year to only eat meat that he himself killed.
Okay.
But he also predicted at that time that he was bound to cheat on that promise, and apparently he was doing so at Cut as he downed a ribeye, and then reportedly finished the remaining steak on Anna Faris's plate that she hadn't finished, so.
Speaking of meat.
Right.
He's my kind of guy. Need a lot of meat.
I need meat.
Right? Who doesn't? This story about Minnie Driver and her neighbor is getting murkier. Daniel Perlmutter. Perlmutter is the name of her.
Let's go with Daniel.
Name her? Yeah, let's call him Danny. And now that the court documents have been made public, we're finding out more about their ongoing battle. This is the guy we told you about that Minnie had a screaming match with because there was a truck blocking her driveway and she was upset with him, led to our conversation about bad neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Daniel says that Minnie Driver is a nightmare neighbor because she would fill baby food jars full of black paint and then hurl them at his property.
Oh, my God.
Paint bombs. She's paint bombing.
Are you kidding
that
me?
So sounds like a Kevin thing, doesn't it?
I love it.
Doesn't that sound like a thing Kevin would do?
That.
I'm just going to tell... Honey, where are the empty baby food jars?
I'm filling them up with paint black, and then I'm going to throw them in the neighbor.
Ralph, did you hear the discussion the other day about how Kevin does not say a word to any of his neighbors and hasn't for years?
On both sides.
On both sides. Not any of my neighbors. I know a lot of my neighbors, but not directly to the left and directly to the right.
Right, but it's neither. Their fault.
It is their fault.
It's not the guy in the middle who can't get along with the people on either side.
That's correct.
It's those people.
I was Team Kevin when he explained what happened. Mm-hmm. It sounded to me like it was their fault, but I'm just surprised.
Then get me some more baby food jars then. I'll have to fill them up with Dak Plaint.
Surprised they didn't work it out after the first year or 5 years or 10 years.
Well, I mean, how much do you care that much after talking to them for 5 years? What difference does it make?
It's just weird.
I don't need to be their friend. I have plenty of friends.
But it's just weird to actively not say hello to your next door neighbor.
There's no actively.
Plenty of friends.
I have a couple.
All right, there. That's better.
Or two.
So Minnie is looking like the bad guy now that we've seen this paperwork.
The good guy. She's throwing paint.
According to Danny, that's the case. He also claims she made it impossible for him to finish construction on his home by blocking his work crew. So there's two sides to every story. It's what I got to say.
Mm-hmm. I've heard you say that before.
Right? Mm-hmm. I made that up. That was mine. And if you want a picture of Justin Bieber, if you'd like a photo of Justin Bieber, forget it.
Why?
I don't know. Did you read his post on Instagram yesterday?
I did not know.
I realize people will be disappointed, but I don't owe anybody a picture.
Uh-oh.
And people say, but I bought your album. Know that you got my album, and you got what you paid for, an album. It doesn't say in fine print, whenever you see me, you also get a photo. If you see me out in public, don't ask for a picture, because I will say no.
What happened to 2 days ago where he was so humble and lucky and blessed and it's all God and he's just a servant? What about all
God
that?
God doesn't want any pictures taken.
Wow.
Another Justin Bieber meltdown.
He was walking around Boston yesterday without shoes on.
Yeah.
I saw those pictures.
That's not normal.
Is he crazy?
I don't know.
Let's hope not. Let's hope he just dissolves. He just self-destructs without mental illness. Because, you know, it's harder to make fun of people.
Yeah, it's not as funny.
It's not nearly as funny.
Look, there are a lot of celebrities that would rather not spend all day, every day getting their photo taken. But this is still not the way you treat your fans by putting that out there, right?
Of course not.
Even if that's your intention, if you say, you know what, I'm never going to take another picture with one of these boneheads. You don't ever say it out loud. You get your minions around you to fend them off, but you say, I'm sorry, I wish I could take a picture with you, but these guys won't let me. You make them like carry you away and throw you in the back of a panel van. So you're the good guy, but they're the bad guy. But you don't put it on Instagram.
You would think it would have more sense than that.
Seems like a dick move.
Yeah. Great article by Woody Allen this week, by the way. He's got a new film coming out, and he talks about fame. And he says, you know, yes, there's ups and there's downs, but the upside greatly outweighs the downside. And he says, I hear celebrities talk about, oh, pictures are being taken of me, and, oh, it's hard for me to go to the zoo with my kids. And he's like, these are not life-threatening problems. Appreciate what you get. That door opens. It's an amazing world.
So you can date anyone you want, even if they're in your family.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I mean, to be fair,
I'm surprised it's lasted as long as it has.
She was only 8 when he met her, so it's not like he knew her whole life.
Right, that's true. I'm sorry. Yeah. I shouldn't have made that remark.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, before I do, I want to remind you, Hollywood Babylon's back. It's been away for a while, but we're coming back to the Improv on Melrose Friday night, 10 p.m. Kevin Smith and I taking the stage to provide you with all the oral enjoyment we can give.
Whoa.
Because we talk a lot on stage.
Not interested.
You can go to improv.com to get your tickets for this week's show, Friday night, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose. It's a pretty good time. Today's celebrity birthdays.
No way, man.
Louis Farrakhan is 83 years old today. Jeffrey Donovan, he's 48. And Blac Chyna, she is 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Andy Signor in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He is a bona fide internet mogul. Andy, welcome back, sir. How are you?
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here again.
You are you're with the senior VP of content for Defy Media, and people would know that best from ScreenJunkies.com, right?
Yeah, that sounds way too fancy. Yeah, I do Screen Junkies. Honest Trailers is sort of the thing everyone knows me the most for.
Absolutely. But what's amazing to me is on the ScreenJunkies.com, though, you have hundreds of episodes of shows. How many shows are you running over there?
Yeah, I mean, I've run over Defy, which is Break.com, Smosh, a bunch of properties that I've been lucky to help. We did a show called Man at Arms where we built swords, real life, like video game swords and weapons. So I've done some really fun stuff on the web, but right now I'm focusing on Screen Junkies, which is sort of our film and TV culture, and it's really been blowing up. We have over 20 shows now between our Screen Junkies
wow.
YouTube channel. We launched a VOD platform where people can get even more content of us because they wanted to see more of us. It's been wild, but yeah, it's been a dream come true to do. Now, as a film nerd, to get paid to just make shows,
you know,
about talking about movies.
We always have talked about, for many years, we've talked about how the screens are colliding, how there's, for many people already, there's no difference between something that's on television and something that's on the internet. You guys, with the number of subscribers that you have and the number of views, you're have way more viewers than a lot of quote-unquote proper TV channels that are on the air.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's true. I think YouTube and just the internet in general, there's a lot of us out there who are bringing in weekly audiences that are bigger than a lot of cable, at least, you know, basic cable stuff. So I think the tide is finally turning where people are realizing, where are the eyeballs? Where are people, you know,
yep.
watching their content? And I'm happy we have found a nice, strong base of people that loyal supporters.
I got to tell you, Honest Trailers, for me, is always fascinating to see how you can make a movie that I love look stupid. And you're able to do it every single time.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's tough sometimes, but we try.
Have you ever gotten any blowback from a movie theater or not a movie theater, a movie company or actors?
Always off the record. I hear it through someone else. I hear it through, like, the editor who's like, the director was watching. But it's very rare, actually.
Right.
Surprisingly, it's more often than not, I loved it. Thank
oh,
you.
Really?
That was really funny.
But you know that 100% of your victims are watching it. You know that they're seeing it.
Oh,
right?
Well, I didn't until recently. But yes, we've had the Russo brothers now come in who actually, they actually came and watched the Honest Trailer for The Winter Soldier. But luckily, we loved that one when we did it. But it was bizarre. They not only came in to watch it, but then they told us, you know, you'd be surprised how many times we use the term Honest Trailer Proof in our writer's room while we were making this movie.
Is that right?
Oh.
Which I was thinking
about your
feature.
Mind blown.
Wow.
So it's like,
feature,
wait a second. Winter Soldier was good because you were a fan of Honest Trailers. And he's like, yeah, we wanted to bulk up the logic because you guys push us to make sure I don't want to be in an effing Honest Trailer in the writers room apparently all the time. Anthony and Joe Russo. So I mean, that was just amazing to hear that we've now sort of
wow, that's
proved
that is stunning.
The influencer, our influencers are now, we're influencing them in a small weird way is mind blowing.
Andy, how did you come up with the idea for Honest Trailers? Because let's face it, film criticism had been around as long as films had been around. What gave you the idea to do something completely new with it?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've shared this before, but we watched The Phantom Menace was coming back in 3D. And they were trying to trick us in the trailer, like, oh, it's in 3D, and Darth Maul's doing his cool lightsaber battles. And it's like, it almost tricked me to be like, that looks good. And I'm like, wait a second, I've seen this movie. This movie's
not
good. And so we were able to, I was like, council meeting, sitting, more sitting. And we just did a trailer of, like, what is really The Phantom Menace about, which is really boring and disappointment. And it just blew up. And then we did Twilight, Titanic. We did sort of these big movies that we knew we could sort of poke fun at. And it just took off from there.
How many have you done now?
This is 150th first with Deadpool.
151st.
So it's crazy, yeah. 100th was 50 Shades of Grey last May. Now we're back. We did it a whole other year. So, yeah, it's still going strong.
Are you still surprised which ones connect? And the reason I ask that is because in a million years, I would never have thought Frozen would be the by far your most popular Honest Trailer ever.
Yeah, I think Game of Thrones surpassed just because it had boobs in the thumbnail. But yes, Frozen did do well. I mean, Frozen was a phenomenon. You got to remember when Frozen was a thing. It's not now. I think we all go back and go, that was a thing, but it was a big deal. But yeah, no, there are certain ones like World War Z popped really big for us. I didn't think that had such a big fan base. Even X-Men Days of Future Past was a huge hit out the gate.
Is it sort of the bigger the movie is, the bigger the...
You think
audience for your
you think
Honest
it depends
Trailers.
Sometimes,
no.
But yes, usually the big yeah. movies like Star Wars, Force Awakens was a huge hit for us. I think,
but I guess
that.
The reason I'm confused about Frozen, of course, I know how big it was, and everybody who's got little kids has seen that movie 100 times. I get that, but when I think Honest Trailers, I think the internet geeks are going to be the ones who are leading it. So I expect science fiction. You know what I mean? I expect the Marvel movies. I expect the Star Wars movies. I don't expect Frozen. And I certainly don't expect your number two most popular one to be 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, I think the Frozen's funny because you forget all the parents that have to watch Frozen.
Yeah, true.
Now with a 4-year-old myself, I've kept that one out of rotation. But I think there is an audience of people who are fed up and wanted to see it, you know, get ripped one. And yeah, 50 Shades I think was a similar one where people just wanted it. Why is this popular? The fact that we talk about in our trailer that the author literally wrote it on her BlackBerry. As Twilight fan fiction, which I was just shocked. Like, she literally wrote the characters were Edward and Bella. She wrote Twilight fan fiction on her BlackBerry and then turned it into 50 Shades of Grey. But kudos.
And I think people wanted to see that because they heard how horrible that movie was and they really wanted to see it just skewered by professionals.
Or they saw it and knew how horrible it was. A lot of people said, you know what? I know it's bad. I'm going to go.
My wife was that. She dragged me along. Yeah. And I was like, all right. And I kept looking at her. Why'd you take me to this? And she was embarrassed.
We're going to talk all about the Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool after we take a quick break. But Andy, I wanted to ask, at the beginning of every honest trailer, and I think every single week you're in our internet roundup. I don't know.
Thank you for that, by the way. Yeah, I do.
They're always consistently the funniest video every week on the roundup. But every week you do the screenshot of 1, 2, 3, 5, 20, 50 people asking you to do a movie. Are you surprised that fans are still asking you to do movies when clearly you know what you're doing and you're going to do them?
Oh, yeah, I mean, of course. But, I mean, it's crazy to know. And what fascinates me more is every single movie now has been asked for. There was a time where we wanted to do Superman 4, The Quest for Peace, early on in Honest Trailer's career, and I was like, can we find a credit? And we found one comment. So literally, when we wanted to do it, it's like, thanks, one comment. Exactly. But nowadays, it's like, we've become so popular that everyone wants to see every movie. And so it is surprising, but I'm grateful for
you know
all the
what's
fans.
Great about it is that the tone of it is that you make fun of it, but not in a mean way.
No,
so I can love the movie and love The Honest Trailer at the same time.
Yeah, we're not trying crap on the movies. We are serious movie lovers, and we're trying to find fun. And some movies, I think, deserve a little ribbing.
Agreed.
Even Ryan Reynolds proved he could do it, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
All right. Andy Signor is here. ScreenJunkies.com. We'll talk about the Honest Trailer for Deadpool that features Ryan Reynolds in it in character, and it's great. And we'll discuss that next right after this on K-Rock. I've been thinking too much.
Hey! I mean, I think even if we're going to say, hey, we have to wait till the end of the song.
I think so.
Chip, hey? What's gotten into you?
You're by the Lumineers.
Yeah, it's very Lumineers.
You okay?
I'm good.
Okay, she's good.
Andy Signor is here on the Kevin and Bean Show from ScreenJunkies.com, the creator of Honest Trailers. By the way, before we talk about the Deadpool thing, which is so awesome, do you agree with the popular consensus that Captain America Civil War is the best superhero movie of all time?
I don't know if I'd say best. It has the best superhero fight of all time. I think that's a safe, fair declaration.
I thought it was the best.
The airport scene, a movie, yeah, it's up there for me. I still think I might like Winter Soldier a little bit better. Some logic held up a little bit for me.
Yeah, I don't really use logic, so.
But that airport scene, I can't knock it. I was a 10-year-old kid watching that, and I was in love with it.
It's pretty sweet.
All right, Deadpool came out last year and surprised a lot of people by becoming one of the biggest movies of all time. What was your reaction to it, Andy, when you saw it?
Well, when I saw it, I was like, I saw it with Spencer Gilbert, head writer, and I was just like, how are we going to do an honest trailer for this movie? Because they really even did the honest credits. They did so much of it was the fourth wall breaking. I left the movie. I told Spencer, I'm like, I don't know how we're going to do that. The fans are going to need it. We're going to have to try. I want to try and see if I can get Ryan Reynolds to do Deadpool. It's really walking out the first screening
that's
we saw.
That's a real thought you had.
I had the thought. I'm like, I think let's try it. Because I'm that guy. I want to try and make the dream happen.
First of all, that's a crazy thing to think.
Right?
Second of all, he's the perfect person to have participated in that. Because it does seem like he would be all in.
Well, I've been trying to get a person to do their own movie for a while. And I thought when I saw him, like, this could be finally the one that makes sense. And the marketing was so genius on this movie. Kudos to that team. I mean, he was doing some amazing things. So that was the intent, and so we went after quickly to try and approach him. And how do you do that? Twitter.
That's how you
do it. Really?
So luckily I reached out on Twitter. I got our fans to rally, and they just started bombarding him on Twitter with hashtag
that?
Deadpool for Deadpool on his trailer. Rhett Rees, the writer, eventually wrote back because I tagged him too, because you got to respect the writers. He's part of the creating the character.
Yeah, they came in. Genius. That writing
so
was genius.
And so we wrote out to them, and he's politely declined. He's like, I'm writing Deadpool 2. I was like, that's fair.
Fantastic.
Thank God.
And then after a little while, I go to my Twitter notifications, and it says, Ryan Reynolds is following you. And I go to my inbox, and there's a message from Ryan directly. He talks, he tells, he explains, apparently they were going to make an honest trailer for the end of the movie. It didn't work. They didn't love it. He was a little hesitant.
That I was going to be where the credits normally are?
Correct.
Because wow. at the beginning they say, you know, written by the real heroes correct. And all that kind of stuff, directed by somebody overblown, whatever.
Yeah.
It was so well done. So they did one but didn't like it?
They didn't like it. And so he was hesitant. So he said, that's where we stand. What do you think? And I said, well, look, thank you for replying. Big, huge fan. Could we send you some pages? Just, could we have a take? We'd love to see what you think.
So you guys wrote it?
Correct. So he said, what's your email? Suddenly he's emailing me. No agent, no PR guy, no studio.
Wonderful.
So Ryan was just such an amazingly nice Canadian gentleman.
And this movie doesn't get made if it's not Ryan Reynolds.
No, I mean, I think you got to give Ryan props, right? I mean, they had so much trouble making this movie, right? Mm. He did Wolverine Origins, which I think he'd even admit at this point was terrible. They ruined the character, and I think then they tried to make this movie, and the studio's like, I'm not investing in an R-rated weird Deadpool movie, and they then shot a piece of footage. We talked about this. They shot a piece of footage. It would have never been made if someone didn't leak it. And then if the fans didn't revolt and say, we want this movie, please make this movie, yeah. we would have never seen this movie. And then look, it's outgrossed all of Fox's X-Men movies.
Doesn't it just show you that Hollywood continues to know nothing?
It's insane, but kudos to Ryan and that whole team because they stuck it to the guns and they did it. So it just, anyway, I could go on about how amazing he was. But yes, he showed up. He just emailed back and forth. He was shooting in London. We had to get a last minute other funny story. He was originally going to show up at the end of the trailer, and then he disappeared. And I was like, great, thank you. I don't want to bother Mr. A-list, amazing movie star.
Right. I got an email. That's good for me.
We got enough. He's in their end of our trailer. It's great. And then he checked in like 3 weeks ago and was like, is it good? How is it? What can I do? Is there anything else you need? So I'm like, well, it'd be real funnier if you showed up earlier in the trailer because it'd be even better. And he's like, sure. If you can, you know, I'll try and get a sound guy on the movie I was in London to record it.
Wow.
He couldn't. On Mother's Day, he's like, look, if you can get me a sound guy, I'll happily do this. I'm shooting, I'm busy, you know. So Monday morning, I had to do a mad dash to find a sound engineer in London at like 9 a.m. LA time, which is end of day London time. I go on Twitter and find a fan.
What the hell is going on?
I go on Twitter to find a fan, and I don't tell those lowbrow things. I don't tell him what it's for, but I'm really checking out his material. He's a legit sound guy. He had real credits. I'm like, send me the files. He starts sending me raw files.
Because you don't want to send a crazy guy to Ryan Reynolds.
I don't want to kill Ryan Reynolds, of course. So lo and behold, I found this amazing fan who just was available, made himself available. And I'm like, finally, after he went through my checks, I'm like, all right, don't tell anybody. This is for Ryan Reynolds doing our honest trailer. And the dude's like, okay. I'm like, you better not F this up. You better do this right. You better not do anything. Dude shows up, records with Ryan in a car on set, because they needed a sound place. He read the whole script again because it needed to be audio consistent. And
Right.
We got it, and then he did the whole trailer. We got it the night before. We edited it, finally got it all out the door.
Wow.
But it just showed again, and he's still been emailing saying, thank you. How can I tweet? How can I Facebook? I'm just so grateful for him. He's so nice. He's exactly what you'd hope he'd be. He's made a fan for life. I'm so grateful that he got it and didn't try and go through the machine of trying to ruin it, or we can't say this, or we can't say that.
Yeah.
It was a fabulous process.
How many views are you up to already?
I think it's the real-time views. They're like 3.5 million on YouTube, and then we have 3.6 million on Facebook, and it's not even been a day. I think
the day
starts at 10. Is it 10 yet?
Yesterday at 10 a.m. you put it up.
That's unbelievable.
It's definitely blowing up way beyond our expectations.
We do have a clip.
Let's hear that.
Ryan Reynolds in this.
I think it's fair to point out some flaws, too.
Oh, fair? Do you think I give a moist bag of soggy lint about fair? Deadpool is the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time, except for Jesus. Everyone is my now, and you sure should be, too, you back-ass twaddle. And what the is with these beeps?
You know, kids watch these videos, Mr. Poole.
Kids love it when I curse. Bag. Turbo boner. Man. That felt good.
I love that you call him Mr. Poole. That's awesome.
He ad-libbed some of that rant. I think Spencer wrote in, like, he goes off in a rant. And then that was Ryan just in the moment just cursing.
It's unbelievable. The Deadpool Honest Trailer. Where would you like people to see it, Andy?
You can see it on YouTube or ScreenJunkies.com. And you can see actually more of the story behind the scenes on our ScreenJunkies.com. We have a show called Honest Trailer Commentaries where we actually talk through stories and share and watch. We have some deleted clips and stuff. You can see that over on Screen Junkies Plus, our other service.
Hey, congratulations, man. You guys are doing such great work over there. Congratulations on Honest Trailers and everything. Come back and see us anytime, Andy.
Yes, thank you so much for having me back. I love you guys.
Thank you, man. Minutes away from the president of the UFC, Dana White, has returned to the Kevin Bean Show coming up just after 9, and your chance to win tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast. Now, Kevin, you're going to wonder why I'm bringing this up, but the city of Toronto has just released its annual list of licensed cat and dog names. Thousands of names, including Smooshy Face, Wonder Pants, and the new guy, are on the list for dogs, along with a person in Toronto who named his dog Kevin Bacon. There is a dog out there now named Kevin Bacon. Let's see what Kevin Bacon has to say about that. He joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Kevin, welcome back, man.
That's a pretty spot-on dog, right?
Thank you very much.
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
That's the strangest start.
Name their dog after me. That's very touching. I can tell you I've had a lot of pigs named after me.
Is that right?
Oh, that's kind of sad.
That's constantly coming up. You know, it's someone else names their pig Kevin Bacon. And the unbridled hilarity ensues.
And that has to be terrifying for those pigs that speak English, I would imagine, because it foretells their future, you know?
If I was a pig, I would not want my name to be Bacon. I'm a person. I don't even want my name to be Bacon.
You know, we've had you on many times. You're always very generous with your time, Kevin. We're always excited, and we will talk about the darkness here in a minute. But was it tough growing up with the last name of Bacon? Is that the type of thing that kids figured out a way to make fun of you with?
Terrible. I mean, it's a lot. People have actually asked me if I changed my name to Bacon. I was like, what kind of an idiot would change their name to a food and just suffer a lifetime of food jokes?
Did you have ham?
John Ham.
Yeah, ham, sizzle, eggs, and, you know, I mean, it just.
Did you ever consider changing it? Because I don't know people that change their last name, but if it's annoying enough.
No, I think that, you know, as an actor, there was that opportunity, and I think that probably early on, you know, maybe an agent spoke to me about it or something like that. But, you know, I figured, you know, I'd already lived with it for, you know, 17 years or something like that when I started. I said, well, I'll just stick with it a little bit longer.
Well, it hasn't slowed you down, Kevin. You certainly, I mean, you probably have lost track, but, I mean, it's got to be 50 movies now at this point or something, right?
No idea. No idea, honestly.
Then 100. We're going to go with 100.
You have your choice. You're one of those guys who makes – we talked about this off the air a few minutes ago. You're a guy who makes every movie better, and I'm sure that you turned down a lot of films. Why'd you say yes to The Darkness?
You know, I knew what was going on over at Blumhouse Pictures where they were making genres, movies for, you know, a price, and then having tremendous kind of success with that. I love horror movies, especially in this kind of like what I consider more dramatic horror. You know, more interesting to me than slasher films or torture films. But movies like The Exorcist and the Shining, Rosemary's Baby, and The Omen. These were all films that were really kind of influential on me when I was younger. And when I read the script, I felt like. It was an interesting family drama, even if you took the spiritual kind of piece of it out, you know, that if you could see this family that looks like on the surface everything's perfect, the guy's got a great job, the wife's beautiful, house beautiful, you know, kids great, and then eventually the truth or the darkness, you know, sort of starts to come out and their lives start to unravel. So, the struggle for my character is to try to hold his family together.
Is your son creepy to begin with, or does it just get creepy after he picks up the thing?
No, he's not. He's actually in the movie. He's a good kid. You know, he's an innocent. He grabs these stones and they start to. You know, the thing about him is that he feels more of a spiritual connection than I do. My character is someone who just, you know, doesn't believe in ghosts, doesn't believe in anything really of a spiritual nature. And his younger son is kind of on a different plane. And I guess the spirits somehow know that and choose him to deliver this evil to our house.
And the actor that plays your son, do you say David or David?
David.
Okay. He, of course, is in Gotham, and he's a fantastic actor. He looks so awesome. Creepy in this movie. Once things start going south.
Oh, yeah. He's great. He's great. He's a really, really nice kid, too. I really, really like him. You never know with child actors. It's a tough kind of world to be, I think, child actors. Mm-hmm. I think he's awesome.
Allie, you want to tell Kevin what happened when we watched the trailer in the office?
Oh, we all watched it. And, you know, I'm okay with it. Things are fine. Until one part of the trailer that literally I jumped off the couch and I screamed bloody murder. That has never happened during a trailer in my life. It's terrifying, and I need you to do just a happy movie where you're in love with someone and I'm not scared, Kevin.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
That's
I'll
cool.
get right on that.
All right. Thank you.
We're on the line with Kevin Bacon. The new film is called The Darkness. It's in theaters everywhere this Friday. I wanted to ask you about some of what to me looked like unusual casting because you don't expect to see them in a film like this. Paul Reiser, Matt Walsh, Ming-Na mm-hmm. Wen, all surprises to me, Kevin.
Yeah. I think it's not, actually, you know, I think it's, those are obviously very, very funny people mm-hmm. and great to get a chance to just, you know, not be funny. I mean, Matt's pretty funny in it. And actually, you know, Paul's kind of funny too, but they're not really there for comic effect. You know, they're characters. They both are have the ability to you know, play great characters, and it was, Paul especially was really fun for me because we did Diner you know, I don't know how many years ago, and
that was right. Like six.
Yeah, we were like young kids, you know, and so it's great to reconnect with him because he's a good friend.
We had I'm not trying to name drop here because you know more famous people than we do. But we had Rob Reiner on the show yesterday, and you can imagine what a tremendous thrill that was for us. But we were talking to him about how tough it is to get some movies made these days and how frustrating it is that there does seem to be a whole segment of films that just don't get made anymore because we live in a world where everything is a Marvel movie. You know, everything is an action and a blockbuster.
Absolutely, yeah.
Have you found that with movies that you've been wanting to do that are kind of tough to get made just because of the economics of it lately?
Absolutely, really, really hard to get them made. Hard to get the kind of movies made that I, you know, grew up with, both watching and also in, you know, in the 70s. You know, I mean, if you were trying to raise money for you know, many things. I mean, like Stand By Me, to use Rob as an example. You know, it'd mm-hmm. be a tough one to get people to agree to finance. And you know, what's as a result, I think, along with the couple of other things, you know, that's why a lot of great writers and performers and actors are going to television, because now all of a sudden you get a chance to do those kinds of things that have some kind of emotional content that aren't you know, just blockbusters. And you know, somebody said to me the other day that years ago, you know, kids watched TV and adults went to the movies, and now it's kind of switched. You know,
yeah, you're right.
And so I, you know, you can kind of like, you could sort of you know, bemoan that or pine for the days when the industry was different, but there's very little you can do to really change that. I mean, it's supply and demand, and luckily nowadays, certainly for someone like me, we have television.
That's right, and there's certainly always an audience for a great horror movie, and that's what people are excited about. People love to be scared in the theater, and you know, it's been a while since we had a film like The Darkness open up, so I bet you're feeling pretty good about it this weekend.
I am. I'm feeling good about it, yeah.
I was watching the trailer. I was going, don't go. You hear a noise upstairs? That's rule number one. Don't go upstairs.
Just ignore it.
Yeah, but they always do, right?
They always do.
Well, the movie looks real good, Kevin. The Darkness opens everywhere on Friday. It's always a lot of fun to catch up with you, man. Thanks for the time.
Thanks a lot for your help, guys.
You bet. Thank you. 106.7.
Hey!
See, I don't... Maybe we should discuss that before the song starts.
Yeah. That's the one thing we need to discuss.
Right, just that.
Right, that's the most important thing we need to discuss.
That's the only thing that's wrong with this show.
To get that right before we go on the air.
Good.
That's what we need to cover.
That's what I'm saying. Good.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, guys,
ahead.
Let me lay this out for you. Argar's here, little showbiz beat, and then tickets to the Weenie Roast, right?
Yep.
Give you a chance to call in and win those to join us this Saturday in Irvine. And then we talk to Dana White, president of the UFC. So that's the next 15 minutes or so right here on K-Rock. Take it away, Ralph.
Prince was great.
Yes.
The more stories we hear about him, the more I like him. Another day, another new revelation about Prince. This time, Zooey Deschanel was on Conan O'Brien's late night show and talking about Prince's appearance on New Girl. Remember when he was on New Girl?
He was so funny on that.
And she goes to the party at his house and she runs into it. It was a great episode. He was just charming as hell.
I was surprised.
Here's the thing. He almost didn't do that episode. Because apparently there was a Kim Kardashian-Kris Jenner cameo in that episode. And
Prince said he would back out of the appearance if that if those cameos weren't cut out of the show.
Wow.
And so Zoe said the next day she showed up to filming.
That's an easy decision.
To find a production assistant burning everyone's scripts and call sheets so that Prince wouldn't see the original plan of having the two of them show up and do a cameo in that episode. Right?
Excellent.
That is a worthwhile use of power right there.
And didn't we also see right after he died that video surfaced of him pushing Kim Kardashian off the stage at one point
in
a concert?
Push her off stage, but
he choked her out
and then
remember when he shot Kim Kardashian in the thigh?
That's how I read. That's how I hope you remember it, I guess.
Picked her up over his head, spun her around, threw him.
Like a WWE move.
He was at Barclay in Brooklyn, and he was doing his performance, and he invites people up on stage to dance with him at some point in the show, and he spotted her, and he brought her up, and she just stood there like a douchebag,
so
and
he
stopped
the
band, and he said, get off the stage. And he made her walk off the stage, made her do the walk of shame, which was just spectacular. Then he pushed her off, and he stomped on her throat with a hobnail boot.
The important thing is twice he denied Kim Kardashian, that time and then on The New Girl. So you're right. He was a great American.
He was a great American. You know, he was a great Jamaican.
Pretty big category.
Patrick Ewing?
Is it really, Kevin?
Pretty small category.
How many Jamaicans do you know, Kevin? How many famous Jamaicans are
I just know those guys from the bobsled
right
team.
Now.
That's all I know.
So that's it? How about Rihanna?
And Rihanna.
I don't think she's Jamaican.
Isn't she?
No.
Barbados.
She's from Barbados.
Oh, same thing. It's all in the Caribbean, right?
How dare you.
It's all in the Caribbean.
How dare you.
All right. You know who's a great Caribbean?
Rihanna?
Yeah.
Rihanna?
She is. She is creating a foundation called the Clara Lionel Foundation, which will provide scholarships to needy kids in the Caribbean area who need placement in universities.
But do they have to pretend to like that work, 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 work song?
Oh, how dare you. If you come from Brazil, Barbados, Cuba, Haiti, Grenada, Guyana, or Jamaica, the Clara Lionel Foundation will, if you're one of the lucky ones who are accepted, provide foundation money that will help you go to a four-year college or university for the 2016-2017 academic year. You'll get up to $50,000 in scholarship money. Right. It's named after her grandparents, by the way, Clara Lionel. That's why it's named that. Higher education will help provide prospective opportunities and learning to a group of kids who really deserve it. I'm thrilled to be able to do this, a publicist wrote for her. So if you want more information, you go to the ClaraLionelFoundation.org and see all the good things she's doing. So that's very nice of her to lend help to kids who are trying to get an education. I think. That's me.
Agreed.
Bean doesn't agree. He thinks kids should be stupid.
Well, Bean hates kids.
I think it's nice that these kids are able to go to a school
and
do the right thing. And congratulations to Eva Mendez and Ryan Gosling. They are parents once again. They gave, she gave birth to Amada Lee back on April the 29th, their second daughter. They have a 20-month-old daughter named Esmeralda Amada. And so Amada is a very large part of their world right now. It's Ava's late grandmother's name, so that's why they named her that, which I think is nice.
All right.
And the world of romance, oh, say it ain't so. Have Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry split up? Have they?
Oh, no! This is a colossal disaster!
Has Kate Lando gone the way of extinction?
Is that the name?
Do people call them Kate Lando?
I don't know.
Okay.
You have to have some sort of celebrity
hybrid
name, right?
Yeah, sure.
They were hot and heavy until recently, and then rumors started swirling when they saw Orlando Bloom getting cozy with Selena Gomez in Vegas last weekend.
But you know she'd rather be with Justin, right?
Ugh, here we go again.
Let's not go again.
Here's Bean with the Tiger Beat update.
You just keep right on moving.
Today's celebrity birthday is Blac Chyna's 28 years old today. Actor Jeffrey Donovan turns 48. And the Nation of Islam's Louis Farrakhan.
I'm looking at the Washington Monument.
All right, what do you see there?
555 feet.
A lot of numbers
high.
In the world, isn't it, Louis?
Okay.
But if we put a one
in
front of that 555 feet,
why would we do that?
We get 1555,
right.
The year that our first fathers landed on the shores of Jamestown, Virginia, as slaves.
What if you put a two in front of it?
In the background is the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorial.
Right, two great presidents.
Each one of these monuments is 19 feet high.
Oh, what if you put a one in front of that?
Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president.
Put a one, no.
Thomas Jefferson, the third president.
So 1953.
And 16 and 3
right.
Make 19 again.
What's the point of...
What is so deep about this number 19?
19.
Why are we standing on the Capitol steps?
I can't.
How many steps are there?
Bring
How many
it
steps?
That number 19,
How many
when
steps?
You have a 9, you have a womb that is pregnant.
Oh, no, you
didn't. And when you have a 1 standing by the 9,
right.
It means that there's something secret that has to be unfolded.
Oh, what?
Guys,
1 means a secret?
No, it happens.
We're Maybe the time. Secret's in the pregnant lady's belly.
He lost me right at where it is dating in the Washington Monument.
If you put a 2 in front of 555.
Yeah, he didn't go through that.
You get 2555, which is the year, of course, that the Jetsons invented Rosie the Robot Maid.
Did not know that.
See? And, right?
Right.
Maid.
Because that makes as much sense as anything Minister Farrakhan
Who's
said.
Who's going to clean up this world, right? Thank you. Good night, everyone. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I feel like this is going to go well.
I feel good about
it. Hold on. Don't say it. Allie, you see the name on the screen that Kevin's about
yes.
to attempt to read. What do you think the chances are he's going to hit it?
85% yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a ridiculous bet.
I feel like you've been to Greece,
okay.
and you're going to nail it.
Demetrius.
Right.
Papa Nicholas.
Yay!
Well done. Just won tickets to join us this Saturday in Irvine for the K-Rock Weenie Roast. Your chance to win at the top of every hour coming up. Listen to this report from Fox Sports, you guys. When Brazilian MMA fans enter the sold-out Estadio Atlético Paranaense for UFC 198 this weekend, they'll likely be in store for what on paper appears to be the biggest and best card of 2016, even bigger than UFC 200. Every main card bout features a legend, not just stars, not just good fighters, but legends. That's what's in store for us this weekend. Dana White, the president of the UFC, joins us on the Kevin DeVine Show on K-Rock right now. Hey, Mr. President, how are you, sir?
Good morning, guys. And what's even crazier about that is the weigh-ins alone will be the biggest combat sport weigh-ins ever. 45,000 tickets sold in one day for that card. 22,000 people they're expecting for the weigh-ins.
What?
What?
That is unbelievable.
How different is it in Brazil to fight there, to go and see a fight there and organize one?
It's crazy. I mean, the fans are fanatical. And, you know, down there, you know, up in the United States, you know, you got basketball, football, baseball, hockey, and then you got college basketball, you know, football and all these other things. In some of these other countries we go to, they got soccer and the UFC, you know what I mean? So it's big.
How big a star is Fabricio Werdum in Brazil? Can he walk the streets, Dana?
Yeah, guys like Werdum and Vitor Belfort, Anderson Silva, Shogun Rua, all super massive stars down there. So, yeah, it's tough for them.
Now, Anderson Silva, fighting, not fighting? I saw a report about his gallbladder.
Anderson Silva. So what's crazy is, you know, we have a show called UFC Embedded. So, and it's on YouTube that you can go watch leading up to the fight. It shows you day by day, real time, what's happened with all the fighters. And we literally went out yesterday with Anderson. That's awesome. Him training and how pumped he is to be fighting in Curitiba, his hometown. Then last night, you know, not last night, but late in the afternoon yesterday, get the call. He's violently ill. He's throwing up and everything else. So we send him to a hospital. Then they release him. And then he gets home and he's so sick. We send him to another hospital, a totally different hospital. Ends up this morning at 7:30, he went in for surgery. He had a problem with his gallbladder. I don't know if they removed it or what they did, but he was in surgery for almost 2 hours.
Oh, my
Crazy.
Gosh.
Dana, you get calls. Yeah. It seems like you get calls like this all the time. It seems like every card changes some. Is that stressful for you? Do you hide your phone for a while?
This business is nuts. So, you know, the injuries, the, you know, the last thing. I have so many disruptors that that just disrupt my day and take me away from what I'm supposed to be working on. The Conor McGregor thing that went on, I'm going through all that stuff, talking to me about what's going on. And the big one yesterday is some guy comes out, Darren Revelle, and says, we're selling the UFC for $4 billion.
Saw that.
I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning and all night last night dealing with
math.
This thing now.
Oh.
Now for the next 5 days, I'll be talking about the UFC selling. And then today, like, we heard the UFC, the Fertittas are selling the UFC and buying the Raiders.
I didn't hear the second part.
They own a casino company. They can't buy the Raiders. I mean, come on, you guys.
Well, I did a little bit of the math, though, just in case there was any truth to it. And if you own a 9% stake and they sell it for $4 billion, that's $360 million, Dana.
Do you think he's not aware of that?
Up with $4 billion to buy the UFC, you guys are invited to the party that I'm going to throw. Let me tell you what.
I saw that
for days, and trust me.
But Dana, I
jump out of bed every day excited to go to work. I love this sport. I love this business. I'm not going anywhere.
I saw that report and I thought $4 billion, if that's a real offer and Dana really is tired of answering the question of McGregor in or out of 200, which you answered 7,000 different times,
yeah.
I could see you wanting to do it.
It's so crazy. The McGregor thing.
Is he straight insane?
I'm sure. Has everybody on the phone right now seen the movie Step Brothers?
Yes. Yes. Of course. Love yes. it so much.
So do you remember when they ask if they can, they go in and ask the parents if they can build bunk beds out of their beds?
Right.
And they're telling them yes, and they're like, so, you know, that's what it felt like with the McGregor thing. I would tell the media straight up, he's not fighting. So it's possible. And this went on for a week.
What didn't help that he came out and tweeted or something that he was going to fight? I mean, everybody sort of assumed.
He loves to. Yeah.
Dana, yeah. Look, I want to talk about 198, and I know you do too, but I just have to ask a follow-up on the Conor McGregor thing, and that is, was there anything to the story about him maybe fighting Floyd Mayweather, or was that just something that somebody made up and created out of whole cloth?
Well, I'll tell you this. Conor's under contract with the UFC. If Floyd wants to come out of retirement and fight Conor, call me, Floyd.
Okay, so that's a UFC thing. That would be with you if it was going to happen. Okay,
it would be a UFC thing. 100%.
Speaking of people who are new to the UFC, what took so long for you to finally get Cyborg under the mantle of your organization?
Well, the problem was with Cyborg is that we didn't have a 145-pound division, and we still don't. So our original talks with Cyborg were to fight Ronda Rousey at 135 pounds for her title if Cyborg could cut and make the weight. So this whole time, Cyborg's been working on, can she make the weight, can she not make the weight? So we just finally said, you know what, let's just put her on this Brazil card. And this girl that she's fighting is just, you know, she trains with the Diaz brothers, and her name is Leslie Smith. And she begged for the Cyborg fight.
Really?
I love fighters like, yeah. Not too many people are begging to fight Chris Cyborg.
Nope.
Leslie Smith wanted this fight so bad, and I love it.
I love it, too, especially when you know that Cyborg knocks out almost everybody in the first round. That's not something that most of us would feel comfortable begging for. But, I mean, that's like you said, you love that. That's going to make a very, very exciting fight. What else do you love? Let's talk about the top of the card for just a second with the President, Dana White, here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Fabricio Werdum versus this kid
Verdum.
Right. This kid from Cleveland. I mean, there's a reason this is on the top of the fight, right?
Yep. Stipe Miocic was actually a baseball player, so he's a talented athlete, and he's worked his way up. You know, this guy has felt for a long time that he deserved a title shot. So after his last win, which I think he knocked out Arlovsky, he literally ran over to my side of the cage and just started screaming at me, have I done enough to prove to you that I deserve, you know, like going crazy on me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to give this guy the next title shot or I'm going to get murdered. And I love that, too. I love that passion. I love a guy that wants that belt so bad and wants to fight the champion, and that is Stipe Miocic. Fabricio Werdum has, you know, pretty much run through everybody. I mean, nasty, bad dudes like Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez and his flying knee knockout of Mark Hunt. You know, he's been very impressive. So this should be a fun fight.
And by the way, Vitor Belfort, no slouch.
No slouch, right.
Nope. Vitor Belfort and Jacare Souza is an awesome fight. I'm really excited to see how this fight plays out. Jacare Souza is one of the most talented, you know, he's been around forever, but he's still an up-and-coming guy in that division. And going in against somebody as explosive as Vitor Belfort, still on top of his game at this age and this point of his career, it's going to be awesome.
What's the time difference to where you're fighting in Brazil, Dana?
You know, it won't affect us here at
it
all.
Won't.
It'll be
okay.
The same time. On the West Coast, we'll go off at 7 and 10 on the East Coast. The time difference isn't bad from Brazil.
Fantastic. All right, pay-per-view starts at 7 o'clock for the main card. It's UFC 198 this Saturday night. You know, thanks so much for coming on, as always, and we appreciate you addressing all of this news. It seems like every time you come on, Dana, like 20 things have happened that we're dying to ask you about. I mean, your life just couldn't get any crazier.
It is crazy. It is crazy. And I, you know, I love the show. I appreciate you guys. Thanks.
You bet.
Thank you, Dana. We appreciate it.
106.7 K-Rock, KROQ, and it's Rodney and the Rocks here, still honking out hits, and here it is, exclusive, the Monkees.
Yeah!
The Monkees. Okay.
Exclusive good. Monkees.
He said honking out the hits.
He's honking out the hits.
He said that.
Yeah?
That was your point. Said.
That, well, that's what he does.
He doesn't honk the hits.
He honks out the hits.
What is it about Rodney that honks?
All the hits that he honks. You listen, you hear him honking.
Guys, we are in no position to criticize any other broadcast.
All right.
Just if I could just put it out there. Ralph, it's your time for our final look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday morning. What's going on?
I would say that's true in most cases. However, there is maybe one.
This one?
Just...
Come on, Bean.
Right?
Say it wasn't me, Rodney. What are you looking at me for?
Damn Skippy.
Lonely Island. Here's why they're so good. It's because they do parodies, but just barely. They're just, it's right there on the edge of that absolutely could be a song on Kiss, or it's freaking hilarious because it mocks all the crap that Kiss plays. That's the magic.
That's correct, yeah.
It's the magic of Lonely Island. This new movie coming out called Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping. looks so good. Andy Samberg stars as, of course, Connor For Real, the pop star of the film's title. And, boy, the soundtrack looks great. They just, this week, released a couple songs from the soundtrack. One is called Mona Lisa, which is a pseudo-intellectual declaration that that painting is just wildly overrated. Everybody, it sounds like something Kevin would say, really.
That's what I thought.
I did the Louvre in like 20 minutes. I just ran in and ran out. Did you ever hear that story, Ellie?
No, yeah. You didn't.
Did the Louvre in 20 minutes.
They said you need to set aside like 3 days.
Right.
Yeah.
To appreciate all the amazing art therein.
So it wasn't 20 minutes. It was 3 hours, including lunch. My read, and by the way, the Mona Lisa, not that great.
One of the great paintings in history.
Honestly,
how can you say it's not that great?
Just you look at it and you go, okay, I don't know what separates this from all other paintings. It's not, you're
right.
Not that great.
It's the same as the girl with big eyes hold the kitten. You're right. Babe.
Right, that's what I'm
you're
saying.
You're right, Kevin. It's the same exact
thing. Thank you, Ralph. I'm glad you're on my side.
Here's my sense of what happened that day, is that Kevin knew the Mona Lisa was there, and he was in Paris, so let's see the Mona Lisa. But that's all he cared about in the Louvre was, all right, I've seen the Mona Lisa, now I'm done.
It's not true, sir.
You think
everything
he cared
else is...
about that? You think he even cared about the Mona Lisa?
I think he thought, why the hell not? Who knows when I'll be back? I might
his
as well
wife
look at it.
Took him by the nose and said, we're doing this. And he said, but this ice cream. And she said, no, I'm going to force you to have a little bit of culture, and we're going to go through here.
And I held onto her leg, and she just dragged me through this.
Stupid.
And she could only do it for 3 hours, and she ran out of energy.
Where's the R pronounced in Louvre? It was just no. Anyway, if Kevin wrote a pop song, it would sound something like this.
Mona Lisa, you're an overrated piece of with your terrible stop and your dead sharp eyes and a smirk like you had met. The f*** is this garbage? Mona Lisa, the original basic bitch. Travel thousands of miles to see your beautiful smile. Talk about beta.
Yeah.
That's that movie's going to be funny.
It's going to be great.
It is going to be great.
You sure?
Yep.
She's going to say, oh, overrated. I saw it in 20 minutes.
Nope.
Including popcorn. Another song from the soundtrack that they dropped is called I'm So Humble. It's pretty funny.
Be a more humble than Dikembe Mutombo. After a stumble, left him covered in a big pot of gumbo. I guess, in a way, being gracious is my weakness. People say I'm so unpretentious for a genius. I've got it all, and I'm getting more, but I never fall, beat them all, cause you know I'm so humble.
Need that.
On.
Same.
Oh. I want to see that movie now.
I need it.
Meghan Trainor's getting a lot of love because she said, no, you're not going to make me look digitally attractive. I'm going to get out there all frumpy. Just be it.
I don't think she said frumpy.
It's all about the frump. No slimming.
Now, did she say no or did she say...
My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go.
That's a Meghan Trainor song.
Let me say I like it. All right, now that the applause is happening and it's coming from Bean's End, I don't like it.
Her new video, she is unphotoshopped in her new video. She pulled the clip for her new single, Me Too, after she was angry about how her body was made more thin with computer software. So the new video has her all natural, her normal, beautiful self in that video. And she said that's the way she wants it, and that's the way her fans deserve it. So she's taken a stand for the fact that women come in all shapes and sizes, boys and girls, and they're all beautiful.
I think that's a legitimate point of view.
As do I. That's why I just said it.
Well, I mean, I would like somebody to follow me around 24/7 and Photoshop the hell out of me.
Right? So if I could, I would. Right? I want everyone's eyes to have little filters inserted into them so that when they look at me, I look
right.
Da bomb.
I would call it not enough Photoshop.
Right?
Really? Come on. You guys are being lazy.
But I feel like 10 or 15 years ago, everybody just kind of accepted, you want to make me look as good as possible, okay, go ahead and do it. I feel like
we're starting
to see a change in that where people are saying, no, it's unrealistic. It's not fair.
No, I think it's brave and bold of her, and I think she's done the right thing, and it sends a great message to kids, so good for her. But I think it's a good thing. I know, I just said it's a good thing. But I'm saying it's good.
She's not a tiny person.
Yeah,
yet she's saying,
right,
it's all good.
You don't need to explain it to us.
Okay.
And little did we know, Minnie Driver's kind of like a female Kevin.
How dare you?
She hates her neighbors just like Kevin hates his neighbors. And TMZ got a peek at some court documents. There's a court battle going on between her and her next-door neighbor, Danielle Perelmutter. He accuses her of destroying his property by filling little baby food jars full of black paint and then throwing it at his house.
Kevin.
Idea. Wish I would have thought of that.
Daniel also claims she's screaming obscenities at him on a regular basis, made it impossible for him to finish construction on his home by blocking his work crew. Just really just giving him basically the business. So a judge will have to decide who's telling the truth and who's not. The Mini Driver.
I feel like I think they need to flip a coin and the loser has to move. I think that's the only solution for this problem.
You're a wise man, Bean.
All right.
You're a regular Hammurabi.
Kevin?
Nope. Hammurabi?
I have no idea what it is, but it sounded funny.
You just laughed not knowing.
It sounded funny. Hammurabi. I don't have any idea what Hammurabi. That is. I don't know.
Hammurabi.
Eye for an eye.
Legendary creator of like the first sort of penal code.
Right.
What's the next part of that? Eye for an eye.
Tooth for a tooth.
Wow. See, Allie, you thought you had him, but you didn't.
Please stop pointing at your penis when you make a point, Kevin.
I make them so rarely. I should get some kind of...
Yeah, but what is he doing that?
He's done it twice today.
Well, was it because Ralph said penal code? Is that why?
That's what it is. Yes, the penal code in my pants. I have a code there, too. How about Solomon? Remember Solomon's wise decision?
I do.
How he settled the battle over the child?
I do. That was tear the baby in half.
What? What's happening?
Oh, now he's pointing. Oh, wow.
Now he's gesturing and thrusting.
All upon
well, him. Well, I just got freaked.
You could have had some of that.
I don't want any of it. If I had a baby food jar full of black paint, I would have thrown it at you.
Kevin, I'm really impressed by
Thank you. Thank you, Allie. Shut up.
Our new feature, Kevin actually does know stuff, is getting off to a good start.
I've always known stuff. I just have no access to it.
You know, I've said for years the whole thing is just an illusion.
Yeah, it's a well-crafted character. Thank you, Ralph.
It's his radio persona.
Right.
You should see him after the show when he puts on his smoking jacket, and lights up his pipe, cracks open a volume of Proust. Proust, of course, Kevin,
is a wine.
And he's back.
And we're back.
I'm still in character, man.
Friday night, 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I, the other Kevin that I work with, he is going to be
the
on
one that
stage.
Can talk?
Yeah, the one who's and can access things in his brain. We're going to be on stage at the Improv on Melrose doing our Hollywood Babylon show. We've been off for a few weeks, but we're back. So come out and join us, won't you? 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose, Hollywood Babylon.
No.
You know you'll be there, lady. Improv.com is the place to go to get your ticket. We'll see you there.
This is not happening. This is not happening.
It is. Today's celebrity birthdays. Blac Chyna's 28 years old today. Karen Lauren, the little Kardashian in her. Aw, isn't that adorable?
No.
Jeffrey Donovan, he's 48 years old. He's a dreamboat. And Louis Farrakhan. We've been playing the greatest hits of Louis Farrakhan all morning long. He is one of the world's great orators.
Or so we thought.
Of course, with the Nation of Islam, he is 83 years old today. Can we leave the folks with a little wisdom?
Is it a tone? You want the atone?
Yeah, atonement? A little atone.
I want to take one last look at the word atonement.
Atonement.
The first four letters of the word form the foundation. A-T-O-N.
That's not a word, though.
Aton. The one God.
I don't.
So if you look at the aton, add an E to it.
Why?
And separate the A from the next four letters, and you get the word
atone. Atonal.
Tone means sound. And A, the first letter of the alphabet.
Right.
And the first letter of the numerical system is one.
The first letter of numbers is A?
One.
Okay. One.
So A, sound.
One sound.
When you hear, the A tone,
I hear the sound. One
you
sound.
Will hear the right sound.
How do I know it's the right sound?
So what is the A tone? In music, A equals 440 vibrations.
What?
I don't
have... How long have we been in America?
We?
440 years.
Oh.
Well, in the 440th year, from the one God, the Aton.
Okay. You lost me.
Will come the A-tone. Because we've got to atone for all that we have done wrong.
Like that speech?
And when you atone, if you take the T and couple it with the A.
I'm out.
And
I'm
hyphenate
out.
It, I'm, you okay.
I'm hyphenating.
One. So when you
don't bogart that
you become at one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. At one with who?
Happy birthday,
the
Aton. Happy birthday, Louie.
Or the one God.
Okay. Oh, we're out of time.
Because you heard the A tone.
Got the A tone.
When you get at one,
right.
You get the next two letters.
Okay. Give me
it
a
is
B flat.
M-E.
M-E.
Me.
Me.
If you
Medical
add
examiner.
Another letter to M-E,
M-E,
you get an M.
Met.
Men.
What does that say?
Men.
Now, if
men.
You add the T on...
All right. Ment.
Met.
You
ment.
Get the
ment.
Suffix ment.
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 Ment means action.
No.
So when you say,
it makes a noun
I'm atoning,
out of an action.
It makes... you got to act on it.
No, you don't.
And then you're back to the A tone.
That happened.
Whew. I'm Ralph Garman, and I'm exhausted.
I remember that. That transformation to me when I was watching, it was Million Men March, and I was watching that speech. And at first I thought, okay, does this just not make sense to me because I'm dumb? And then as he kept going, I was like, no.
Nope.
No, this just doesn't
this
make sense.
This one's on him. Yeah.
I was
this
so
is on
happy.
Him.
This is him.
This is him.
That's
this is
all
him.
On him.
You got to take this one.
All week long in the 5 p.m. hour here on K-Rock, we are spotlighting past years of the Weenie Roast, and today the lineup is from the year 2002.
This week's not very good. It's not a good one.
You got your Bad Religion, your Incubus, your Jack Johnson, your Jimmy Eat World. Pretty good year.
Is this one okay for you? This one passes pretty muster good one, with you?
All right. And it's commercial-free thanks to a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have a brand-new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. We have Jim Rome talking sports, and we've got your tickets in the front row for the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2016.